Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Silver Streaks Football is also brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Century 21 on North Henderson in Galesburg, your local leader in real estate. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. Proud to bring you GHS Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to Silver Streaks Football on WGIL. Brad Binowitz, Sean Hickey in the booth. Jake Miller with the distinct pleasure of being out in the elements tonight.
Love out it.
On the sideline.
Love it.
And, boy, just within the last few minutes, it really started coming down again,
oh, yeah.
Jake.
Yeah, it did. Hey, you know what, though? The streaks are coming out. They're carrying the shovel. They do that last week, too. I missed last
week's
game.
Yes, they did. Yep.
I'd like to find out what the significance of that is, but the weather doesn't bother them. They're out here trying to turn everything around, and let's have a night.
Whatever the significance is, I'm digging it.
I see what you did there.
Hey, yeah. We're on it tonight. We're ready to go.
Well done.
Not a big crowd tonight, as you might imagine, and not a big crowd making the two-hour-plus drive down from Rochelle. As we mentioned just a moment ago, the rain just kicked it up another notch right before the teams came out of the locker room. The wind is pretty steady here tonight at last check. North-northeast at about 13 miles an hour. I don't know. It's just going to be not a pretty night, but we're going to play this baby underway anyway. Silver Streaks trying to get into the win column before heading off into conference play next week on the road at Rock Island. Silver Streaks won the toss, and they want the ball. Was talking with Mike Washabaugh yesterday, and that was the strategy yesterday. But then, Jake, you brought up a good point, how the weather makes that an important strategy. So regardless of what the reason was yesterday, there's a different reason with the weather being like it is to want the ball first tonight.
No doubt about it. You got to maximize every offensive possession tonight. And obviously after last week, you know, if you look at the number of plays Geneseo ran versus the number of plays we ran, he's going to do everything he can to get as many offensive snaps as possible. So you take the ball right off the bat.
The kicking duties for the Rochelle Hubs belong to Eddie Villalobos, a 5'9", 150-pound senior, and it's a bullet to the near corner and easily into the end zone. But that's no surprise with the wind coming from our left to the right, north to south. And the streaks will start off from the 20-yard line between behind quarterback Connor Ayton in his third varsity start. Kobe Ramirez, the running back. David Vaynerman, the starting fullback. But we'll see some Eric Price tonight, the sophomore. Justice Gatson and Deontay Pulley getting the start at the wideouts, and then across the line, a little bit of a shift. Blaise Purchase moves from left guard to right guard tonight. Cody Thomas gets the start at left guard. Kane Johnson will be the center. Austin Wettstein and Nate Geithner the tackles. And we are set to go with the streaks lining up out of the I formation. And the handoff goes to Kobe, cuts up the middle, and tackled just short of the first down at the 30-yard line. The ball pops out at the end. I thought he was down. Didn't hear the whistle to the very end of the play, though. And the streaks are recovering either way. The nose of the football is sitting right at the 30, and that should be a first down. Good start for the streaks.
Yeah, Kobe just took the gloves off, all right? So he didn't like the gloves in this wet weather, and that's just a personal preference. He just came to the sideline, ripped them off, and tell you what, you're going to get a heavy dose of him tonight because you will not throw the ball in this direction going on the field. Neither team will be able to do it with any accuracy.
He's the lone setback, two wideouts to the right. Kobe with it again running left, stacked up at the line of scrimmage. And push backwards. Let's talk about this Rochelle defensive front. A four-man front across the defensive line. Corey Fant, a 6'1", 235-pound senior. Edwin Vega and James Hart, the tackles, 5'10", 220, and 6'1", 290. That's Hart. And Luis Silva, the other defensive end, at 6'2", 245. They also start four linebackers. Eddie Villalobos, who kicked off, along with Brandon Johnson. We'll see a lot of him at the fullback spot. Larry Beck and Greg Ricketts. Ayton in the shotgun, rolling right. Flag flies on the far side of the field and caught on the roll at the 30-yard line. At Vaynerman, I think. David Vaynerman. It was right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he slipped and fell. I mean, it's a short. It was a 5-yard pass on the rollout. I'm not sure what they're calling here. I think it's going to be offensive, unfortunately.
Looks like they're trying to see if there are enough guys on the line of scrimmage. If this, they're talking to both side judges to see if they had the correct number of guys on the line, I'm guessing. Well, false start.
So why didn't they just play that dead?
Right, it should have. They should have killed it as soon as it started. They're going to decline the penalty. You're going to have 3rd and 10.
Looks like Coach Washabaugh is talking to our side judge now about that call. If that's a procedure call, the flag should have gone up.
It should be an option to decline it. It just, okay. That's interesting. All right, 3rd and 10 for the Silver Streaks from the 30-yard line. So the pass goes as a play. Ayton rolling right again, throws it to the outside and through the hands of Deontay Pulley, a yard short of the first down marker on the far side of the field. Surprising that they throw the ball 2 times in a row into the wind here.
Yeah, and it's, you know, in 3rd and 10, I guess you don't have much of an option here but to throw the ball. And that's going to be the whole thing tonight. As you get behind the chains when you're going in the direction from south to north, you're behind the chains, it's going to be impossible for a big play in the air. And, you know, he had to roll it out. He made a good throw.
Mm-hmm.
Better throw than I thought he was going to. Punting the ball in this direction is going to be a similar challenge.
Yeah, miserable. We saw a couple punts in the sophomore game. They get up in the air, and then they just get pushed one direction. That's really not bad by James Ayton. Keep it down, spinning, knifing through the air a little bit, and actually gets back into Rochelle territory down at the 43-yard line. That's probably the best you can hope for there.
That's about as good as that was going to get. He kept a nice spiral on it, so it cut through the air. He kept it low, about 40 feet off the ground, and never got any higher than that. So, that's about all you're going to get, and it's going to be a field position battle at this point.
Rochelle will have it at its own 43-yard line. Flip the chart here, tell you a little bit about the Hubs offense. They run a lot behind their fullback, and he is a good one from everything we hear. Brandon Johnson, his name, and he's lined up as the single setback, takes it, rolling to the left side, bounces off one defender, bullies his way forward to the 49-yard line and picks up 6 on first down. Brandon Johnson, 5'11", 220-pound senior, and we'll see him a lot offensively and defensively. His kind of night, I think, in these weather conditions.
No doubt.
Yeah, there'll be a steady dose of 35 tonight for the Hubs.
Yeah, this night's built for him.
Both teams 0-2 coming in, trying to get into the win column as they line up in a traditional wing T. As the handoff goes to the second man through, that's Eddie Villalobos cutting to the left side. Squirts forward close to the first down marker and should have enough as he just gets past the marker and streaks territory at the 46 to pick up 4, and they move the chains.
Yeah, we stacked him up pretty nice there, about 2 yards short, but he had a good second effort around and got the first one.
Yeah, our guys up front, you know, just looking at him here on the sideline, our guys up front do have an advantage in size. And, you know, that doesn't always mean everything, but you see them, you know, a little bit taller, a little bit beefier, especially the right guard for Rochelle, very small.
5'7", 175. He's just a sophomore. Handoff goes to that side, and the Streaks stack it up, but still a gain of 3 on first down across the Streaks' 45 to the 43-yard line. And they contained Johnson there, but still positive progress. We'll talk about that line. Left tackle William Jandak, 6'2", 270. Luis Silva, the left guard, 6'2", 245. Their center, James Hart, 6'1", 290. Noah Messer, the right guard, whom Jake was referencing just a moment ago, 5'7", 175. And Michael Schlenbecker, the right tackle, 5'8", 230. He also just a sophomore. Handoff up the middle. Johnson again with the carry. Crosses the 40, close to the 38-yard line. And it'll be 3rd and about 2 coming up here. And here's an opportunity for the Streaks defense to stand up. Couldn't stop Geneseo at all on 3rd down in the first half last week. Here's a 3rd and about 2.5.
And what we have now for our whole linebacking crew that's out there is we run the 3-5 with 5 linebackers. We have all juniors starting at linebacker. That includes the outside linebackers who oftentimes in this offense will walk up as outside linebackers, as they both are now. Looks more like a 5-3 defense.
Hand off to the left side. Villalobos chops to the outside, gets into the streak secondary with the first down inside the 30 and rolled down on the far sideline at about the 26. He'll pick up 12 and easily move the chains on third down.
Yeah, I walked a backer there that gave us a five front on the, you know, the offensive left side, the defensive right side. You cannot give out contain. You cannot give a running back the ability to get outside of you, because what we're doing behind that is more of a cover two look, and it's very difficult for the cornerback to come up and make that play.
And so far, you know, this is about as bad as it gets in terms of, this is a lot of what you saw last week. Rochelle being able to sustain a drive, streaks going three and out. So it's that offensive play call discrimination again.
Sixth play of the drive, bouncing to the outside. The running back gets to the corner inside the 20 and running out of bounds. Goes Noah Knight with his first carry, and he'll be out at the 18-yard line, just enough for the first down. And we'll move it down, the 14-yard line. And this will be the seventh play of the drive coming up. Yeah, the Streaks got the first down on the first play of the game when Kobe ran at 10. Right. And then couldn't convert anything after that. And here are the Hubs now with their seventh play of the drive down to the Galesburg 14-yard line, already into the red zone. Sophomores lost tonight. We're just underway here in the varsity game. Under 7.5 minutes to go, opening quarter. Hand off to Johnson, stopped at the line of scrimmage. Johnson. Undercut by Vaynerman for no gain at the 14. You were mentioning the linebacker, Sean. I asked Coach Washabaugh this week, if you had to identify the strength in your defense right now, where are you the most confident? That's what he said, linebackers. We heard both him and Marty Turner say in our pregame interviews, the line play has to get better on both sides, especially defensively. And Vaynerman led the Streaks in tackles last week.
Well, one of the things you look for defensively from your defensive line is to occupy the linemen so they don't get to your linebackers. You want your linebackers freed up to play, and if they are getting a free release off to those linebackers, it's going to be a bad night.
Rolling to the left side, Villalobos gets to the corner, cuts up field, gets to the far corner inside the pylon, and Rochelle scores on its opening drive, taking a 6-0 lead, not even 5.5 minutes into this game.
Yeah, the bad thing there, Chase Castile completely hooked on that outside, and Sean talked about earlier losing contain, and they ran the little jet sweep there and flat down the line of scrimmage and went off tackle. Chase lost contained, and bad things happen when that occurs. So
yeah, anytime you get speed to space.
Yeah. You know, the coaches right now, you can maybe hear it in my mic, they're screaming that exact same thing. And so, you know, that looks like Rochelle here isn't even going to try a kick.
No, and they got the win behind them. Handoff goes to the left to Johnson. Gets
stopped him.
Stopped from behind.
Good.
Slowed down. I don't know who got him on the jersey, but that slowed him down.
Good,
the Streaks finished him off. So 6-0 is the Rochelle lead. 6:38 to go, opening quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
I'm so excited our realtor found us a great house that we want to buy. But we need to sell our house. We're thinking about trying to sell it ourselves.
We tried selling our house ourselves, and I can honestly say that I wouldn't recommend it. We didn't get very many calls, and it was such a pain. Eventually, we called Century 21. They gave our house its own website. Plus, they advertised it, and we even ended up getting more money from the sale than we expected.
Visit Century21Galesburg.com or give them a call today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Eight-play scoring drive for the Rochelle Hubs. Covers 57 yards in just 3 minutes 47 seconds. The run fails. It's a 6-0 lead for Rochelle. 6:38 to go here in the opening quarter. Got some guys out there defensively. Deshaun Simmons getting his first start. Chase Castile back after an injury, and factor there, I guess, on that drive, right, guys? Guys getting used to their roles here and speed of the game, I suppose, in some senses.
Yeah, when you have what we're trying to do is walk up the outside linebackers, present the offense with a five-man front. Two big plays that they had against us was those outside linebackers got blocked. They got pinned in, losing contain. When you lose contain and they get outside, that's farther for the inside linebackers to run. You know, if you can set the edge and force that running back inside, now the inside linebackers can get there. They can play as a unit, but when he gets outside, it's a much more greater it's just harder to do for the linebackers.
Having to hold the ball on the tee because of the wind tonight, and the kick goes high up in the air. The Streaks let it bounce at the 2 and into the end zone, and Galesburg's second drive of the game will start again from the 20. We mentioned the sophomores lost tonight, 51-14, the final in that one. The freshmen did not play last night. They were scheduled to go to Elmwood, but with the grass field. We were talking earlier about the grass and how you can't get that all torn up. And Elmwood said, we're not going to let the freshmen tear up the game before the varsity game on Friday. So that game was called off.
The Streaks got to stay ahead of the chains here. That's got to be the deciding factor. They're going to go double tight, go into the eye for the first time.
And off to Kobe. This is what got the first down on the opening play. And he runs right, picks up two, maybe three on first down.
Yeah, that's a positive play. That's a good three, almost 4 yards. And, I mean, that's just going to have to be the moniker all night long. You're going to have to get 3-4 yards, especially going in this direction, and you got to try to keep the chains moving. 6 more minutes here in the first quarter. So I wonder if they slow it down, too. I would sure try to run the play clock down as I was going in this direction.
The Streaks' only scoring drive of the season was about a 6-minute drive back in the opener against Dunlap. The handoff goes to Kobe again, bounces to the outside, pushed backward, squirts forward, gets across the 20, battling his way to the 30-yard line, still on his feet, finally taken down at the 32-yard line. A heck of a run on Kobe in good weather conditions, let alone tonight. That's a first down.
That was quite a scrum we had there, you know, as he broke through. And it's good to see because you want your offensive lineman to follow the play and to continue to push a pile. And as the Rochelle team, they started pushing the pile as well. But it's plays like we had in the first play of the game where the ball came loose and the linemen are falling up and are able to recover that. So that's why you continue to play till the whistle blows.
Past the midpoint of the first quarter, Streaks moving into the wind, down 6-0. Kobe again running left, gets close to the 35 before he stopped and pushed backwards.
It's another positive gain, guys, and something to watch, too, is there was some trouble there on the quarterback center exchange, and I know that was a problem last week. You know, they're going to have that issue, obviously, with a wet ball, and Connor's got a towel, and the center's got a towel, and they're just going to have to deal with it. The referees are going to do their job to try to keep the ball as dry as they possibly can, but if that was an issue last week in good weather, hopefully they got that ironed out for tonight.
Did you see that? The referee put the ball down, and the wind blew it, yep. So he had to move it back to the 34. That's how strong the wind is picking up at times, even down at field level. Fake handoff to Kobe. Ayton rolling right. Slips a tackle in the backfield. Upfield for the first down. Taken down from behind at the 45-yard line to the 46. And Ayton runs for the first down, and the Streaks move the chains.
Nice play action there. You had Reed Stufflebeam, who was in spelling Quincy Beers for a play. Saw that Connor tucked the ball. Turned around and gave a nice block, free him up for a first down.
Listen, that's in his skill set, and he's going to have to use that tonight. Yep. You know, that's one thing that when you talk about from last year to this year, I think we got a little bit more athletic in the quarterback position. That's a weapon that Connor has. I haven't seen him use it yet, and he's going to have to do it tonight.
First down Streaks at the 47-yard line. Second first down of the drive out of the straight-up eye. Hand off Kobe up the middle trying to find a hole. Runs left across center. Yep. Gets to the 50 to the 49-yard line into Rochelle territory for the first time tonight.
Kobe's very good at seeing the field, and he saw the back door open up there on the cutback lane. That play was designed to go to the right. Made a nice little jump cut. Gained four and a half, close to 5 yards.
Jake, offense. It looks like you're making good use of that umbrella as a shield instead of an actual umbrella.
Well, here's the deal. I'm trying to shield the mic because the wind blows straight into the mic, and all I hear is the wind. I can't hear you guys. So I'm shielding the mic as best I can.
Kobe single setback. Streaks run trips right. 3 wideouts to the far side of the field, but the handoff goes to Kobe. Up the middle again. Stopped there right at the line of scrimmage. Rochelle not fooled by the formation at all. Streaks will bring up 3rd down, 3rd and 7. Just underway, first quarter, 3:40 and ticking, with Rochelle leading 6-0. And the Streaks facing a 3rd and 7 here, moving into the wind. A northeast wind blowing at around 15 miles an hour and a steady rain coming down.
15 is inaccurate, just saying.
I'm just watching the rain fly now. Looking at the lights, it's got to be more than that.
Yeah, it's inaccurate.
Horizontal rain out of the shotgun. Ayton rolling right, empty backfield, tosses it into the flat, caught by Ramirez.
He's close.
Spins forward to the 46-yard line.
But short.
He's about 3 yards short. Well,
I don't think there's a decision to be made here. You know, you didn't put a touchdown up last week, and I think they're going for this for sure. Yep, they're bringing in the heavy package boys.
Because, kicking the ball, you're not going to gain a whole lot more out of it anyway.
Yeah, you're not going to gain much. They're bringing in the big boys, and hopefully, you know, maybe we go for a hard count here. Give it under center, go with a hard count, see if you can draw them off sides.
And the official is holding the ball.
Second time, yeah.
At its spot so it doesn't blow away.
Fourth and three for the Silver Streaks. Ball at the Rochelle 43-yard line. Gelsberg lining up in the eye with the two tight ends set to go for it. Hand off to Ramirez. Finds a hole. Nope. But hit at a wall at the 45-yard line, and he'll be 2 yards short.
Yeah, I don't blame coaches there.
No,
I think
not
that's
at
the right decision. And unfortunately, it closed down on Cody. I thought he had it at first, and then it just, like you said, the gap just kind of closed up. So hopefully our defense can now get a three and out. They flipped the field position a little bit, and I don't know. I don't know how much Rochelle wants to put the ball in the air. I think the wind is blowing in this direction, but it's even too hard to throw the ball in this direction too.
Right. You can't control it when it's as strong behind you any more than you can
exactly.
throwing into it.
Right.
So they start this drive at their own 45-yard line, 2:24 to go in the opening quarter, and a good run on first down running right to the 50-yard line is Villalobos, or rather that was Noah Knight, rather, picking up five right to the 50.
And, yeah, we saw a lot of that last week with the split flow. And, you know, one of the things as an inside linebacker you need to do is you're going to get your read, which is going to be your read and the flow of the backfield. And if your read goes away from you, you got to be ready and looking for the guy coming back. You got to do a little cross read. When your initial read goes, look for the cross read as the guy might come back to you. And that's what they ran there.
This is a senior-heavy Rochelle club and a junior-heavy Silver Streaks team. The quarterback hands off to the left side and trying to get to the outside. Knight couldn't get the corner this time, and the Streaks close it down right at the 50 for no gain, maybe even a little bit of a loss. And that's going to bring up third and down. They do mark him back a yard to the 49.
He was engulfed by two pulleys. I'm not sure which two because their jerseys are kind of scrunched up, but there were two pulleys in on that tackle, and they both held on.
Deontay, Dewan, and Demetrius are the pulleys. For those who don't know and haven't followed closely enough, the triplets. They're not necessarily always out there on the field together, but usually there's a combination of a couple of them at any given time. They line up at the straight wing tee, third and six at their 49. To the left side it goes, getting to the outside. Knight, he got to the corner on the far sideline into Streaks territory to the 41 and a first down.
That was a little better, but Sean, again, we're finding something on that their offensive left edge that they keep getting the edge, and we keep talking about contain tonight, but when they need a big play, that's where they've gone. That's where the touchdown was, the other big run was, and that's the coaches over here are going to have to try to figure out.
Well, one of the things you can do is, you know, have our guy widen or press up field when the ball is snapped, but then what you do is you create a gap for,
open
say, a belly play, you know, somebody that might run a belly that all of a sudden you've given them a gap to run into.
Under a minute to go, first quarter. Rochelle, 6-0 lead, trying to add to it at the Streaks 41, and the play is stopped at the line of scrimmage. They go to the fullback Johnson for no gain. It'll be 2nd and 10.
Well played there by the Streaks, and the linebacking core did a great job playing downhill. And Sean's right earlier, the defensive linemen are what make these linebackers go. And when we talk about the strength of the linebackers, a bunch of juniors out there, they are undersized, and we do need the big fellas up front to occupy gaps and occupy linemen so our linebackers can flow. They do have speed, they tackle well, but they're not going to get off blocks all that great just because they're undersized.
The linebackers we're talking about, Nico Delagiannis, John Pepmeyer, and David Vaynerman, run to the right side to Knight, and he runs into the back, runs right up the backside of his own teammate on the right side, the split end, Caden Manning, and that slowed him down. A break for the Silver Streaks ends up as a gain of just one, and it'll bring up 3rd and 8, and a big defensive opportunity for the Streaks will be the first play of the second quarter as the first quarter comes to an end. 6-0 Rochelle after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
I hate my bathroom, but it's the only one in the house, so if we have it remodeled, where are we supposed to go?
If you only have one bathroom in the house, being without it for long is not an option, which is why a lot of folks put off that much-needed remodel. But a custom-fitted acrylic bath system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating can be done in a matter of days. You can pick a variety of colors and styles, and it won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone here at Van Dyke Field at F&M Bank Stadium. Brad Benowitz, Sean Ickey with you in the booth. Our trooper Jake Miller down on the sideline in the wind and the rain, and it's 6-0 Rochelle after one. Hubs with a 3rd and 8 at the Galesburg 39-yard line as we get ready to start quarter number two. Sophomores lost tonight, 51-14. And we'll find out if we're going to have, there's talk of a possibility of an abbreviated halftime, but
Sean, I confirm that. That's invalid.
Okay, so
halftime
we're going
will be normal.
All right, so we'll have the full Sean Hickey interview on what's good at Galesburg, and he'll tell us more about it after this third and eight. They tuck in under center. The handoff goes left to Johnson, lowers the shoulder, runs over a couple of silver streaks, pushes the line forward right to the line of scrimmage at the 31-yard line. And this may depend on the spot. The referee comes in. He's just going to eyeball it, though. He's going to whistle the first down. Yep, we could tell by the spot, even from up here in the press box through a rainy, wet window, that that was going to be enough. So another third and long, and the streaks allow Rochelle to move the chains defensively again.
Yeah, they went to their big guy, and that was a heck of a run. He went off tackle that time. They didn't get around the edge. They did go off tackle, and they are still finding success on the offensive left side where that play went.
Six carries, 24 yards tonight, so nothing big for the fullback, Johnson, who gets it again running right this time, and he runs right into a streaks defensive wall for no gain. And a good stop by the Galesburg defense. Let's get a couple more of those with Rochelle moving into the wind now at the 31-yard line.
That was a wall led by David Vannerman, and he's given up probably 50 to 60 pounds on that fullback, but the technique is perfect, man. He's tackling hips. He's wrapping up knees. His head's up, so as soon as the big guy hits him, he doesn't go very much further. So if we can, again, keep him free to flow to the fullback, we'll be successful, and they're having more success on this drive than they did the first drive.
Nice article on David in the Register Mail this week detailing his off-season work in preparation for these Friday nights.
He's a gym rat.
Second and 10, handoff to the second man through, trying to bounce to the outside. Knight slips a tackle in the backfield, gets to the 25, the corner at the 20, finally pushed out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Streaks had a hand on him in the backfield, but he slipped it, and they move the chains down. They're going to mark him out inside the 14-yard line, close to the 13, for a first down.
The linebacking core needs to work together as a unit, because if you get one of the things you want to have within the defense is at different levels, you need to have people split off vertically and horizontally, because if you have guys that are stacked on top of each other within 5 yards, they become, in essence, one player. And you have to have the spacing there. And as you press forward to make those plays, you need to have your other linebackers going there with you to leverage a guy and work together. And we had gaps there where that guy was cutting back and forth.
Split backfield with Knight lined up at the wing back. They go to Villalobos up the middle to the right. And he gets down to the 5-yard line for a gain of 8 more. And it'll be second and 10 minutes to go. Half. And Rochelle now knocking on the door, trying to add to a 6-0 lead. Picks up 8. And with Rochelle already with one touchdown in the books, looking for more here, the Streaks move the ball on their last possession. It couldn't get a key fourth down conversion to keep the drive alive. Now Rochelle has turned it around. Handoff goes to the right side. Villalobos, who got the touchdown earlier, gets down low, crosses the goal line for his second of the night, and it's 12-0 Rochelle.
There's another example that I was talking about earlier with the cross flow. The backside linebackers need to see when their initial read goes away from them. They've got to get their eyes on the running back on the opposite side of them to be prepared for that cross flow.
He went to Villalobos for the last 3 carries of that run. So he got the final 31 on his own. Second touchdown of the night makes it 12-0 Rochelle with 9:23 to go here in this first half. They bring the line set. The quarterback keeps it this time. Andrew Johnson rolling left goes and crosses inside the tackles for the 2-point conversion, and that makes it 14-0 Hubs. We'll take a break. 9:23 to go first half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball tomorrow afternoon as the Redbirds take on Detroit. Coverage begins at 4:35.
Catch Cardinal Baseball on WGIL.
10-play scoring drive for the Rochelle Hubs as they cover 55 yards in 5 minutes and 1 second. With Villalobos finishing it off the final 5 yards for the touchdown. The run conversion works. 14-0 Hubs, 9:23 to go here in this first half. Cardinals in Detroit tied at 3 as they celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Tigers World Series victory over the Cardinals in 1968 this weekend. We'll have Cardinal baseball, as you just heard, tomorrow here on WGIL.
Hey, Jake, you know, a lot of our listeners comment about our Cub Cardinal banter. I'm just curious if the Cubs do have a 50th anniversary World Series victory to celebrate.
They do not.
They do, okay.
They do not. The answer to that is no. They do have a 2-year anniversary that'll be coming up.
That's good.
So I'd rather go to a 2-year anniversary. Oh.
So yeah, the Cardinals have 2 this century as well.
Right.
Big hit by Rochelle to finish off the streak's run back as they had an opportunity this time, finally, with the kick going into the wind. But for the third time, no, the Gelsberg streaks will start at the 30 this time, not the 20. Got to get something going. They got the wind behind them now, but it's we talked about a little bit ago. That's it's not necessarily an opportunity to just completely open up the playbook. More encouraging drive last time, but got to take it all the way. Down 2 touchdowns here, 9:22 to go.
Coach Turner talked about a couple of things that needed to be successful, and one is big plays and just scoring touchdowns, and that's something that they don't absolutely have to get one in the end zone here, but it kind of feels that way right now.
It does.
And they got to get one in here because, you know, it's just we're dealing with high school kids, and they didn't score last week. And, you know, right now that things are down and they're still being shut out. So Coach Wash is taking a timeout here, and he's going to talk to these guys. I don't know if we got a formational issue. We didn't run anybody on or off the field.
Mm-mm.
So we had 11, and we had the 11 right guys. But, one of the differences what we're doing right now is last drive we put a lot of tight ends out there in the eye, and right now we at least opened up with guys spread out and see if we can formationally gain some advantages for the running game.
Mike Washabaugh talked when we visited with him this week a lot about building confidence. He said, you know, maybe we just even need, you know, one little series and one drive to make something positive and really
no doubt
kind of get the mojo going in our direction here. And maybe that is what that timeout was all about here. As the streaks line up with Ayton in the gun, 2 wideouts to the left, 1 to the right. Ayton looks right across the middle, thrown behind just to Skatson a little bit, and incomplete. Second down.
Yeah, the ball landed on his hip, and Connor threaded a window that was very tight.
It was.
And he did a good job of threading that window. It's just, I mean, gosh, it's going to be tough sledding tonight. I don't care if we have the wind or not. That's a wet ball to throw. It's a wet ball to catch. The rain in their eyes. All kinds of things going on. So it's going to be tough.
Second down from the 30. Streaks send the 2 wideouts to the right side. Tight end left. Eye formation. Offset eye lined up behind Ayton. Handoff goes to Ramirez. Found a hole, but then it closed quickly with the linebackers closing in. They hold Ramirez to a gain of a yard, maybe 2. Halftime, what's good in the Berg coming up here at halftime, Sean?
Well, as we always have, we're talking with Principal Jeff Houston about what's happening this past week and what we have to look forward to next week. For this week's spotlight was on GHS North, as we have the principal of GHS North, Mr. Jason Spring, in to discuss how things are going at North, what it means to attend GHS North, the graduation requirements, and clear up any misconceptions that the public may have about GHS North.
Streaks send 2 wideouts to each side, top and bottom of the field, with Ayton in an empty backfield lined up in the gun. Calls it off, gets the snap. Short drop, now steps up in the pocket. Rolling left to the 30-35. Tries a sidestep a tackle, but is taken down at the 37-yard line. Positive yardage, but 3 yards short of the first down on a run by Ayton. And the punt unit heads out, and we'll see what James Hayden can cut loose here with the wind behind him.
Yeah, I don't know. I really think that was designed. I don't think that was actually a pass play called. I think it was a designed quarterback run because I did see the receivers pull off and start blocking extremely early. So they try to, fake like they're running a route, but they actually are in just trying to run their defensive backs off. Gained some positive yards, but we were behind the chains there. High kick.
Yeah, almost straight up, though. So
great bounce.
And then a fantastic bounce at the 34-yard line and then shoots downfield where the streak's down it at the 22. Pettis is the one who picks it up, and 7:45 to go first half. Rochelle with a 14-0 lead, takes over.
Well, that was a great bounce that we got out of that. I mean, the ball kind of did go straight up. The wind took it a little bit, but when it hit, wouldn't you say, close to the 40-yard line? So yeah. We got a good 20-yard, almost a 20-yard roll out of that.
Yeah, no doubt. And there was a little pressure on that punt, too. So I think James was felt the pressure, was a little hurried. That's not his best effort. James is probably one of the better punters we'll see around, but he definitely didn't get good wood on that, as they would say in the golfing world. But it did end up positive for the streaks in terms of the bounce.
Yeah, but because he can kick the ball so well, he was able to kick it as a major league pop fly kind of height, which is where the wind was able to help it out. All right, out of the wing tee, they toss one to the fullback Johnson running around from the left side, and he curls to the right, stopped at the 24-yard line for a gain of two.
That's the old Packer sweep or student body right, whatever you want to call it. The quarterback's leading the way on that. You don't see that too often in high school football anymore. And I know Coach was talking about his offensive philosophy and the hard-nosed program that he's got. And when you got your quarterback leading the way, that says a little something. The quarterback's a big guy. I mean, he's not a little guy, so he makes a good lead blocker.
Jake, you were gone last week, but that was something Geneseo ran as well.
Of course. You know, two teams doing very similar things in the same conference.
Andrew Johnson, the quarterback, hands off to the second man through. A little burst of speed by Villalobos gets the first down, and he stopped right at the first down marker at about the 32, where the streaks pile him up. Forward progress, but that should be enough to move the chains. So basically, with this running play that we say, what you're telling us is that Coach Kyle Kisak was by no means being a charlatan in his comments in the pregame show in terms of doing exactly what he said that this team's going to do.
Yeah, you know, if you watched the film last week where you saw a similar offense, you know, he's no contrarian at all.
First down for the Hubs from the 32-yard line. Three running backs. And the handoff to the first one, Johnson dives down across right tackle across the 35 to the 37-yard line for forward progress of five more. Take 5 yards anytime, but especially on a night like this.
Yeah, this is what we saw last week with Geneseo, a steady dose. You know, you had a lot of third down conversions because what you do is you run the ball 3 and 4 yards per carry, and you just keep chugging. And that's what we're seeing here happen with about 6 minutes to go in the second quarter leading into halftime. Hopefully we get a nice defensive stop here and get the ball back with the wind at our back.
You know, let's face it. You got to have the line to do it, and you got to have the running backs to do it, too. You can't just run the formation. These guys are doing it well. And the handoff goes to the right side. Villalobos breaks free, and nobody is going to catch him as he is going to run this one 64 yards for the touchdown up the far sideline.
My observation there was we had both of our defensive ends on the same side, and as luck would have it, they ran it the other way.
You think that was we were misaligned?
Yes.
Yikes.
His third touchdown run of the night and the longest of the night, one of the longest we've seen all season. He darn near doubles his rushing total. Villalobos takes it 64 yards. He's got 8 carries, 133 yards, and 3 touchdowns now for a 20-0 lead with 5:43 to go in this first half. And they'll line up to go for two again. Out of the wing tee, the quarterback Johnson rolling right, pump fakes, and then takes it into the pylon inside on the far corner for the two-point conversion. And it's now 22-0, Rochelle, 5:43 to go first half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
More and more people in this area are choosing to bring their vehicle to YEM for service. And we're not surprised. Factory-certified technicians, complimentary shuttle service. It's all part of the service experience here at YEM. This is Sarah YEM. Repairs can often come unexpectedly. And in some cases, at the very worst time possible. That's why we offer affordable service finance options to make the whole process a bit easier. Trust the service experts at YEM. North Henderson, Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Rochelle Hubs have scored on every possession so far. This scoring drive, 4 plays, 78 yards. They take 2 minutes and 2 seconds off the clock. And the two-point conversion is good for a 22-0 lead now with 5:43 to go here in this first half. Not a big crowd tonight. Very fairly small student section, but they're still showing some energy down there on tie-dye night, trying to bring some life into this Silver Streak team that's scored only one touchdown in about 2.5 games of action here and needing to get something positive going here before halftime with 5:43 to go.
We are due, and I think it'd be real nice if we could put one together right here and score going into halftime.
That's when the Streaks got their touchdown in the Dunlap game, was right before halftime. The kick goes to Deontay Pulley.
Nice return.
Works back toward the middle of the field across the 35 to about the 38-yard line. Peoria High and Rock Island tied at 14 in the second quarter, and that game may end up in the 60s before it's over, even on a night like this, just by the nature of the way the Lions play. And Rocky looking for its first win of the season heading into conference play next week.
Well, the big part of tonight is to try to keep the footballs dry. We see on our sideline we've got a bag that we're keeping a football in. I'm sure we're rotating the balls through as well. And then there's also a little type of ball dry that helps out to dry it up while it's not in play.
Well, second effort by Kobe running left, inside tackle across the 40 to about the 42-yard line. He'll pick up 3 on first down. This drive starts at the Galesburg 39-yard line. Again, we've seen the Streaks move the ball tonight, but just haven't moved it deep enough to really threaten the end zone. Kobe's got 9 carries, 32 yards in this first half. Out of the straight up eye with a single wide out to the top of the field. Hand off to Ramirez, trying to bounce to the outside. Cuts to the inside with some room to run into the secondary. Had the ball stripped from behind. He had the first down, and Rochelle takes it away at their own 45-yard line.
He had a nice opening there. He was able to break through. He was patient to wait for that. And unfortunately, the guy, I don't know, Jake, did you see that he reached in and pulled out? Or I saw a guy's helmet kind of low. Did he put the helmet to the ball?
Yeah, this guy from behind got his hand on the football. Okay. And you know, Kobe, one thing he does carry it a little bit loose. That's just kind of his style. It always has been. And you know, unfortunately, it bit him right there. It's a wet football. I mean, not going to make excuses. He's upset with himself. That's disaster for the Streaks.
So the Hubs have it back at their own 45-yard line, and right up the middle go the Hubs for a gain of 3, maybe 4 on first down with the fullback Johnson.
Jake, when we're running that little blast play, and they're all going to the one side, is anybody pulling on that, or are they just going straight ahead?
Nope, that's straight ahead. Load blocking, as we used to call it. It's man-on-man with two running backs leading the way. And again, we've played it well at times tonight. We play it better on our defensive left than we do on our right.
22-0 Rochelle, 2nd and 6 at its own 49-yard line as the rain continues to fall.
There we go.
And fall a little bit heavier at a defensive stop this time.
That's a good job on our defensive left side that, or our defensive right side that time. That's something that's been, you know, that's been a problem spot, and they went back to it, and guys on that side, Chase Castillo and those guys that have been picked on a little bit tonight really responded better there.
Yeah, when you set the edge as an outside linebacker, as these guys are walked up, Chase Castillo has given up a lot of weight there. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't weigh a ton, but you have to set the edge, and when you're able to do that, you force a linebacker to cut inside. And when they cut inside, the inside linebackers can come and flow and make a play.
Still give Villalobos forward progress to the 50, a gain of 1. It brings up 3rd and 5.
Big third down.
Hubs have converted on all 3 third downs up to this point. 3.5
Jet.
Minutes to go first half. Sweep to the left side. Villalobos can't slip the tackle. And it's Simmons who takes him down. He gets across the 50, but only maybe to the 48-yard line. It'll bring up 4th down.
The unfortunate thing, you know, if you're the Rochelle head coach right now or whoever their offensive play caller is, you've seen the Streaks not really do much offensively. So it's a pretty good bet. They're gonna go for this. They're right at midfield, basically. A punt doesn't get you much into the wind, so they're going to run this clock down as much as they can, and they're going to run a play here. I don't know if they'll put the ball in the air for the first time. I wouldn't if I was them.
I wouldn't, no.
But they're going to run a play.
4th and 4. They'll send their wideout, Caden Manning, to the top of the field. They pack everybody else
movement.
In tight, and a whistle as
that's
the play gets underway.
Play.
Yep. Well, this time they actually blow it dead on the false start, which they did not do when they called one against the Streaks earlier in the game. So they'll move back 5 yards. It'll be 4th and 9. First penalty of the game for Rochelle.
That's the first penalty of the night, I believe.
Well,
That's right. You know, it hasn't been too sloppy, despite the cantankerous conditions we have out here right now. The wind has not died down, and we've seen just the one turnover, but only one penalty for each side. It's just a night built for the offense that Rochelle runs right now is what we're seeing.
As we mentioned, the rain continues to fall. It hasn't stopped all night, and the temperature has dropped 2 degrees to 59 now.
Yep.
And the wind, being as it is out of the north, it just adds to the coldness that everyone on the outside is feeling, including you, Jake. You're a trooper. We appreciate you being down there. You waterproofed yourself as much as you could tonight.
I did. I sprayed myself with as much waterproofer as I could. It is no longer a viable situation.
Well, I would say
I am wet to the core of myself, as are these guys. And, you know, this will be something they talk about later on. You know, remember that game against Rochelle. And it's not, you know, hopefully the score gets better, but they'll remember these conditions. And the high school kids are the ones bothered the least by this. I can tell you that.
Yep.
You know, the coaches got to stand out in it. Us media guys got to stand out in it. The cheerleaders doing their thing. There's a few fans that are still stuck around. Not many.
The band's not here tonight. There will be no halftime performance from the cadets either. The concession stand, there was no grilling tonight because of the weather conditions. It's just one. Everybody's just kind of got a gut through. And here's a gut check for the Silver Streaks. Rochelle 4th and 9 at its own 46, 2:19 to go first half. How big could a stop be as a toss play goes to Knight,
good,
and he's taken down from behind short of the 50-yard line, and the Streaks defense responds and takes over on downs in Hubs territory at the 49-yard line. Let's see if that gets things
Sean,
going.
That was rocket. I mean, they were running rocket sweep, something that the Streaks did a long time ago and ran a lot of as a base play kind of, and they got a guy in motion, and they're trying to get as wide as possible, and that's big play for this offense. That's the one thing you go to. I was looking for counter or reverse there with a 4th and 10, but we got to stop and we got to take advantage here.
Yeah, like a counter, any line penetration destroys that. And Deshaun Simmons pushed up the field enough that he had to cut up, and our linebackers were there to make the stop.
Back to pass on first down. Ayton puts one into the air, and a one-handed grab comes up short as they tried to get it to Reed Stufflebeam at the Rochelle 40-yard line. It'll be second down.
Yeah, and I think Connor has predetermined his route, you know, where he was going with that. And that's okay right now on a night like tonight, but he is double covered. We're fortunate that we don't get that ball picked off.
It was his 5th pass attempt of the night, 2 completions for 3 yards. The conditions playing as much a part of that as any. Streaks start this drive in Rochelle territory, need to take advantage of it with 2:09 to go before halftime, trailing by 3 touchdowns. Out of the gun. Rolling right, Ayton looking downfield, fires one into the midsection of Deontay Pulley, complete at the 39-yard line. That's right at the first down marker.
Yeah, we're going to be just a yard. Oh, we got a good spot.
No, I think they're putting it right at the 39.
They're moving them.
They're not even going to measure.
I think we got a generous spot there, but we'll take it. Absolutely. That was a great ball. Perfect ball on the money, into the body. Receivers got to use their body to catch this ball tonight.
First down for the Streaks inside the Rochelle 40 to the far side through the hands of Justice Gatson, incomplete. It'll be second down.
Yeah, there's absolutely no chance of catching the ball the way you want to teach a receiver to use the hands tonight. You pretty much have to let the ball get into your body. Even the new gloves that these guys wear, it's not going to help you out tonight. You got to let it get into your body. You got to trap it against your body and then try to make the best of it.
Clock stops on the incompletion. 1:54 to go before halftime. Sophomores lost tonight 51-14. Varsity trailing 22-0. Trying to build some momentum, get into the end zone before halftime. Out of the shotgun, Ayton with the snap. Looking left, crossing pattern across the middle. Overthrows Pulley, and an interception by Rochelle. Picked off in the secondary, and the return made to the far sideline, up the far sideline, flag down inside the 40, and Rochelle returns it all the way down inside the 25-yard line, close to the 20. Picked off on the far side.
Looks like that could have been an area of maybe a block in the back.
Yeah, that's a clip. It's going to be a block in the back, but the damage, unfortunately, is done. It's going to be Rochelle ball. They're
Louis
still going to have a minute 39.
On the interception.
Yeah, just an overthrow, and again, conditions are definitely going to play a part in that. Overthrow, and it goes right into the hands of the safety. He was in the right spot at the right time.
The rain is coming down even harder. Looks like the wind actually maybe let up a little bit, at least judging by the... It looks like the rain's coming straight down.
Flag's whipping.
Yeah, flag's whipping pretty good.
You see my umbrella?
There's the personal foul, face mask against the Silver Streaks.
Oh.
So add 15 yards onto the end of the play, and Rochelle's going to have this ball inside
10.
The red zone for sure, and it'll be deep all the way down. They're marking it off. Yep, down. Looks like about the 11. Just short of the 10. Yikes. So a bad penalty by the Silver Streaks after a turnover. Again, Mike Washabaugh has harped on that. This team cannot afford to give up the ball. And they did it two times in the opener. They did it four times in the second half last week. And the first turnover here. Penalty yardage added on. And just outside a first and goal here inside the 11. Out of the eye. The toss to Villalobos. Found an opening and he takes it in practically untouched. They made quick work of that, and it's 28-0 Hubs.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, at this point, you know, you get the big turnover as we were trying to move the ball, and that's just that may be a byproduct of the momentum switching so quickly, and because he was completely untouched as he went in.
And, you know, we talk about this team being young and maturity level and improvement. Taking a momentum swing like that, you have to have guys that are going to put their feet down and really shoulder that momentum shift. And we just didn't get it done there. And that's something that this team needs to do is to grow and mature a little bit to be able to shoulder some of those momentum swings.
They go for two. The quarterback, Johnson, rolling right. Same play as last time. He cuts into the middle for another two-point conversion. And it's now 30-0 Rochelle with 95 seconds to go in the first half. Actually, it looks like the wind has shifted. Instead of blowing out of the north, it's more out of the east. It's actually coming more toward the home side of the field now than it was before.
Yeah, it's straight into my face now.
Ugly, as is this game now. The weather conditions not helping. So Villalobos with his fourth touchdown run of the night. And we've got him four. Oop, I covered it up. 146 yards, 11 carries, 146 yards. He had that 64-yard run for his third touchdown run of the night, the most impressive. But this one comes after the interception and the long return by Rochelle with the penalty yardage added on that set up that play. So a one-play scoring drive that took 7 seconds. Now the two-point conversion makes it 30-0. Now, how closely do you have to guard with them kicking into the wind? And they've got to feel like the momentum, they've completely taken the streaks out of this game. How dangerous might it be that they just try some sort of onside or little pooch kick and try to get the ball right back? And
absolutely. If I was kicking this direction,
go after it.
No doubt.
Well, they did that last time, and as we saw the big hit, you know, really they pop it up. We have the ability to fair catch the ball if we want to.
So the kickoff, they do choose to go deep down the middle of the field. Backing up, Deontay, through his hands, runs back, scoops it up at the 5. Momentum back to the 2. Crosses to the middle of the field and slowed down and taken down up to the 14-yard line with a minute 27 to go. And the defense will be coming hard in this territory. I think they have, what? The Streaks used a timeout. Rochelle used a timeout. Have they used? We've used two.
The scoreboard shows 2 timeouts for each.
Right. So if they can really come all out defensively here in this field position, try to get the ball back, use some timeouts, and take advantage of the field position. Imperative on the Silver Streaks to be able to move it out here. Out of the I formation, the handoff to Kobe, slowed down, pops back to the near side of the field to the 20, trying to cut to the outside and steps out of bounds at the 30. Nice little run back by Kobe after the wall closed left. And he moves the chains, and that's a big play for the Streaks to get it upfield a little bit to the 28-yard line.
Yeah, man, another nice jump cut and found the backside opening. And that's always something when you run that little power play, that's something that's always there. So Kobe's getting his eyes open. He is still seeing downfield and still running hard.
Yeah, field vision is really something you cannot coach. And he's had that. He's shown that from last year. He had great field vision, and he certainly made a big play out of that. Here's Belly.
And off to the right side, and David Vaynerman goes nowhere with it. Stacked up by 2 defenders and pushed backward. No forward progress, but no loss either.
They're calling
under a minute
plays.
To go.
They're calling plays, but I don't see Coach Washbaugh, you know, too interested in hurrying things up. He's keeping Connor on the sideline right now. You know, not that things get too much worse, but obviously another turnover here deep in our end zone would be would not be a positive thing for us. So we're going to run some plays. This might be the last play of the half.
Straight up eye for the Streaks with Ayton under center. Hand off to Ramirez up the middle. Big hold of the 35. Tripped up. Taken down from across the 40. Slides all the way across the 45 to the 47-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 45 as Kobe picks up 17 more. He's got 32 on this drive and two carries.
Again, no timeout. No timeout. So we get some positive gains, but this will be the last play here.
Streaks will send two wideouts to the left. Again, same formation, lining up out of the eye with Ramirez dotting it on top. Takes it. Now cut back to the right side, looking for some room to the 50. Taken down from behind at the Rochelle 46, and that brings the first half to an end. So Kobe will gain 9 on the final play of the half, giving him 73 in the first two quarters. But on the scoreboard is where it hurts. Streaks down 30-0 Rochelle as both teams head to the locker rooms and take some cover. Again, coming up at halftime, a visit Sean Hickey will talk with Galesburg High School North Principal Jason Spring and Galesburg High School Principal Jeff Houston on our What's Good in Galesburg halftime segment. When we come back here at Van Dyke Field, we'll give you some first half statistics. We'll get a word from the coaching staff when Jay Barshinger heads back out from the locker room as well. 30-0 Rochelle at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of GHS Silver Streaks football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Dickerson's Photography, encouraging you to come out and catch all the action of local high school sports. Go Streaks!
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Bree Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Bree Loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Katie Carlson from WGIL, reminding you about the perfect opportunity to take in the sights and sounds of fall. The Knox County and Spoon River Scenic Drives are both held the first two weekends of October. Stops along the way will have food, crafts, and more. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
Locally owned WGIL. Local radio hosts, local news, keeping you connected. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast, there is a flash flood watch in effect until 7 a.m. Saturday. Clouds tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, heavy rain possible, a low of 58. And tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 67. And for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and a low of 57. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 59 at WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with the GHS Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to the Galesburg Rochelle Halftime Show. I'm Sean Hickey with this week's segment of What's Good at GHS. As always, we have Principal Jeff Houston with me, but this week's spotlight is on GHS North. With us tonight, we have GHS North Principal, Mr. Jason Spring. Welcome, Mr. Spring.
Thanks, Sean, for having me. Anytime I get a chance to talk about, you know, GHS North, which is near and dear to my heart, I'm happy to do so. So thank you.
Well, welcome. First question for you that we have is that listeners tonight may not know exactly what GHS North is. They might think it's an alternative school for troublemaking students and it's at night. If you could kind of set the record straight for our listeners and really what is the philosophy behind GHS North?
Sure. Thanks, Sean. You know, this is our 10th year, and we are the district's alternative school, but we're a credit recovery school. We're here to serve kids who are behind in credits, kids who have attendance issues. We serve a lot of kids who have anxiety issues and teen moms or soon-to-be teen moms. We have a little bit later start time, so that helps for them. As I said, this is our 10th year of operation already. It's hard to believe. This is my 8th year as principal there. But we just, you know, we serve a lot of kids who have a lot of needs, and we, you know, we try to help out the high school with their graduation rate and preventing the dropout rate. About 11 years ago, the district's dropout rate was increasing and the graduation rate was decreasing. So the district saw the need and created a, you know, kind of a credit recovery dropout prevention school, and that's what GHS North is.
That's great. So you talk about graduation numbers. What do you have in terms of graduation? What does one need to do to graduate? And along with that, how have your numbers been over the past few years with the graduation rate?
Sure. At GHS North, we have two diploma options. We have the 28-credit Galesburg High School diploma, and the majority of our kids earn that. We also have what's called the 22-credit GHS North diploma. It's a high school diploma, and we have a handful of kids who earn that diploma. That's kind of based on, if you're a 22-credit guy, you know, if you're 18 years old and are way behind in credits, we would, you know, peg them as a 22-credit graduate. Our numbers over the years, we opened in the fall of 2009, and I can tell you that the spring numbers for the Galesburg High School graduation rate then was 76%. So only 76% of our kids were graduating high school. And every year that North has been open, the numbers have increased. We graduate on average about 40 kids a year. In our first 9 years, we've graduated 328 kids. Last year, we graduated 39 students, and the graduation rate numbers for District 205 haven't come out yet, but I can tell you in 2017, we were at 87%. So our kids, our graduates, make up 12 to 15% of the graduation rate every year. A highlight of ours was back in 2016. We graduated 47 kids, and the graduation rate for the district that year was 88.5, which was the highest graduation rate Galesburg High School has had in over 25 years. So we're doing great things, helping kids to graduate and go on from there.
Well, those numbers are certainly outstanding. Now let's talk about the courses that you have at GHS North. What do you offer for students when they come in? And then talk a little bit, too, about your staff.
Yeah, I'm always happy to talk about my staff. I have an outstanding staff. And, you know, over the last couple years, we haven't been fully staffed. Due to some budget cuts about 3 years ago, we got moved into the high school. We used to be in our own building over at the Rose Hope and Welch School for about 7 years, and this is our third year here in the high school. And there's a teacher shortage in Illinois, and so we haven't been fully staffed. But this year, I can tell you that, you know, we're fully staffed and rocking and rolling. I'm really excited. So the courses we teach just about everything that's offered in the course offering book. Our kids are kind of a puzzle. Some of them come, you know, having, you know, not passed the first half of a class and needing that more. They need the second half. So my teachers have to be very flexible. So, you know, like example, my social studies teacher, he teaches U.S. government, U.S. history, and teaches a lot of the social studies electives. They've got to be pretty flexible because it's kind of based on what our students need. So we look through that course offering book and make sure we're meeting the kids, you know, graduation requirements, but then also teaching a lot of electives as well.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, moving forward, what do you see as a future of GHS North? What would you like to see happen there? Really, what are your goals for GHS North?
Sure, Sean. You know, this is our 10th year, and we're really excited about this year. One thing that we're looking for in the future, and we're starting actually this year, is really working on employability skills with our kids. Dr. Asplin has kind of given us the charge that he would like to see. You know, some of our kids do go to college, and many of them just go to work, and they stay here locally. So we are partnering with many of the businesses in town and having them come in and talk to our kids about, you know, what does a good employee look like in their business. So We're incorporating a skill of the week each week. So like this week, we're working on responsible technology use, cell phones, because we've heard from employers that that's one of their big problems. So we're going to be working on that all week. And then actually next week, we have the owner of Jimmy John's, the local owner of Jimmy John's, is coming in and going to do a presentation for our kids, show them how to fill out the application, talk to them about interview skills. And so we're just really, you know, working on letting our kids have an opportunity here in Galesburg after they graduate high school, because there's some great opportunities for kids to work here locally.
Again, that was Mr. Jason Spring, the principal of GHS North. Mr. Spring, thank you for your time.
Beth, thank you very much.
Now let's talk with Principal Jeff Houston about the past week of school and what excitement lies ahead. Mr. Houston, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me again, Sean.
as we move here into the second half of the Rochelle game, can you talk a little bit about the highlights of the past week at school?
Well, this past week we've had the fall play tryouts and rehearsals still going on. We did some Scantron testing, which is some benchmark testing for our kids as we try to show student growth in math. The IMTS meeting took place this week in our building, and we had some area business partners, principals, and the Regional Economic Development Group come in and talk about the Illinois International Manufacturing Technology Show that's going to be going up in Chicago. And then we met later in the week with Western Big Six members, principals, and athletic directors to discuss the new schedules with our two new entries of Geneseo and Sterling, and got that all panned out. And then the Jupiter Grand Opening, which is a digital manufacturing, talking about augmented reality. That's grand opening happened this week, and we took some kids out to experience that as we're really trying to push the manufacturing side of things in this region.
Sounds good. Now, what do we have coming up next week?
Well, as you heard me say earlier, the IMTS field trip. We've got a charter bus that's going to show up here, and we're going to load up a bunch of students and take them up to this show. The show has about 1.3 million square feet of exhibits in digital manufacturing, augmented reality, things of that nature. So we're excited about taking some kids up there and having them have that experience. We've got a faculty in service coming up that we're going to be working on what we call our Think Circuits program, which helps us with the literacy program across the district. And then there's plenty of athletic events going on this week, so come out and support the Streaks.
Okay, that's a wrap for this week's halftime show regarding what's good at GHS. Again, thanks to GHS North Principal Spring and Principal Houston for their time. Coming up next, we'll have halftime stats and second half action against Rochelle on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The top stories of the day and so much more. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's local news.
61-year-old Chicago native Peggy J. Tompkins had her bond set at $3,000 after she had her detention hearing in Knox County Circuit Court. Judge Raymond Kavanaugh set bail in her case. She is charged with forgery and for separate felony counts of unlawful possession and acquisition of a false prescription. Tompkins was arrested Thursday after officers were notified she was trying to pass a phony prescription for oxycodone. Former presidential aide Valerie Jarrett says she will not join the political scrum developing to replace Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Jarrett, who served as a special aide to Barack Obama, says she is honored to see herself mentioned as a possible candidate. However, she says she will not run. A Las Vegas man has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of his 6-year-old daughter, whose remains were found in an Illinois garage last year. St. Clair County prosecutors charged Jason Quaite Thursday in the death of his youngest daughter after an autopsy determined she died in 2014 from a head injury. I'm Cameron Line. Top stories at home, top stories from around the world. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg's News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump holding his third campaign event in the last 24 hours, claiming there are lawyers meeting immigrants at the U.S. border.
Saying, repeat after me, read this statement. I have been abused. I need safety. It is for my personal health. Oh, okay. Congratulations. You've just become a citizen of the United States of America.
The president in South Dakota calling for stronger immigration laws. Former President Obama today urging college students to vote in the upcoming midterms.
In 2 months, we had the chance, not the certainty, but the chance, to restore some semblance of sanity to our politics.
Speaking at the University of Illinois, President Obama said the biggest threat to democracy is not President Trump, but indifference. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Protecting the quarterback on the field is a lot like protecting your home with the proper insurance coverage. If he or your home gets sacked, chances are you might not win the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. If disaster strikes, don't be caught off sides with the wrong coverage. Our money-saving auto-home discount is the perfect play. Stop by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street and find out why Craddy and Savea Mutual Insurance Agency are the best protection in the area for your team.
Get
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
When the economy is strong, liberals want to grow government. When the economy is weak, liberals want to grow government.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Halftime here at Van Dyke Field at F&M Bank Stadium, Silver Streaks Trail, Rochelle, 30-0. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Hopefully Jake Miller is under shelter somewhere with Jay Barshinger, but I guess at this point it really doesn't matter, right, Jake?
At this point, you know, we're soaked to the bone. I got Coach Barshinger. We're under the overhang right now at the field, under the field house, trying to stay dry. And Coach, you know, I guess when you have a halftime score like this, you know, one of the things that we'd like to know is at this point, you know, you're looking for you want to build confidence back in our kids. And so the message in the locker room to your kids and what you want to try to get accomplished in this second half, can you comment on that a little bit?
You know, we just got to do a better job at what we're doing. Right now we're just, again, one person away, one player away from doing things. We had a decent drive, fumbled the ball, had a decent drive through the interception a little high. Obviously, it's not great conditions, but as in weeks one and two, we got to do a better job taking care of the ball. And, you know, we're doing some good things. We just need to string some together and get a drive going.
So with the conditions as they are, you know, one thing is how deep in the playbook can you really go in this second half? You know, obviously we're limited offensively, I think, by the conditions. What Rochelle does, the conditions, probably doesn't affect them quite as much. How much tonight offensively with the little bit of success we have is what we're dealing with out here?
Yeah, especially, you know, when we're going with the wind, we can throw the ball a little bit. Against the wind, it's a lot harder to do so. And their offense is just 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And so this really doesn't affect them as much as us. We like to get the ball on the outside and throw the ball. Having the turf, obviously, has been real nice. But hanging on to the ball and throwing and catching has been a problem so far.
Okay. I appreciate it, Coach Barshinger. Thank you.
Our thanks to Jay Barshinger joining us here. He got our second 3 yards in a cloud of dust cliche.
That was nice. We heard that in the pregame with the coach from Rochelle. So that's a good adage there to throw into it.
We're going old school here tonight.
Right. And then there's no doubt that's a little bit of what this offense feels like is watching football more in the era that Sean and I played in. And it may not put up the numbers that some of the new stuff does, but on a night like tonight, there is no doubt that there is an advantage on that side of the ball offensively. And you know, it's built for nights like this. It's built for playoff games when it's cold and snowy, and they don't have any problems with their quarterback center exchange. They don't seem to have any problems holding on to the football right now. So the conditions do not, I mean, we'll just say what it is. I don't want to use an excuse, but the conditions do not seem to affect what they're doing the way it has slowed us down offensively.
Yeah, but Jake, on the other side of that, the contrary is, both teams are playing the same conditions, and you have to adjust and do things that's going to be successful for the team and get there. And, you know, we don't want to make excuses at all. And right now what they're doing is they're just controlling the ball, they're controlling the line of scrimmage, and they're getting the job done up front that we are not.
But, yeah, and just to my point, offensively, though, we want to be balanced. We want to be able to say that we, you know, not that we throw exactly as much as we run, but we want to be balanced. And a night like tonight, you can't be balanced. You are one-dimensional.
It's about a 2-to-1 ratio at this point. The Streaks have run the ball 15 times, have thrown it 7.
Right, and that's even in a small sample size, you know, 22 offensive plays. We'd like to be more balanced. Tonight, we can't be more balanced, and that definitely hurts us. Rochelle does not care if they're balanced or not. Okay, they're going to run the ball, and they're going to do
– haven't thrown it yet.
Right, whether it's a good night or not. So – on a night like tonight, there is definitely, you know, I know what you're saying. You don't want to. It's not an excuse. Both teams are playing in the same thing in terms of turnovers and that. But we are definitely limited here, and we need to find a way to overcome that, no doubt.
Let's run through the rest of the halftime statistics brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods. Again, Streaks have carried the ball 15 times for 92 yards. Connor Ayton, 3 for 7, passing for 13 yards and an interception. Rochelle, 26 plays, all on the ground, 211 yards, led by Eddie Villalobos. 11 carries for 146 yards and 4 touchdowns. Streaks have been penalized twice. Rochelle just once for 5 yards. Halftime scoreboard, just real quickly, a few to give you on our Courtright Construction and Oneida scoreboard. The right choice for your next project. Geneseo leading Quincy Notre Dame 37-0. Rock Island with a 21-14 lead over Peoria in the third quarter. And in Major League Baseball, Cardinals remain tied with Detroit 3-3 in the eighth inning. Milwaukee and the Giants at two, tied at 2 in the sixth. And the Cubs and Nationals scoreless but in a delay in the second inning because of the weather. We've got a flag down that's going to negate a pretty good run back by the Hubs. It took them all the way, almost all the way to the 50-yard line. But this one's coming back.
Pushing it, blocking it back.
Blocking the back. And there's the official call. So this will come back. And they're going to spot it all the way back at the 15-yard line. Again, 30-0 Rochelle as we start the second half. Hubs come in at 0-2. Silver Streaks 0-2. But, again, this is a solid team. Historically, a very good team. You can't be fooled by this 0-2 record. And they're showing it here tonight on a night where Sean and Jake were just talking about the weather conditions are miserable. But Rochelle has taken full advantage of it, and they'll start this drive from the 15-yard line. As they have everybody packed in tight with the three running backs lined up side by side by side in the backfield, and it goes to the running back from the right side. And they're going to give that one to Knight, I believe, and he'll pick up 5, maybe 6 to the 21-yard line.
And it's just rinse, repeat.
More of the same. Yep.
You know, they're not going to change. They're just going to keep doing. They're going to get off tackle. They're not doing much A-gap stuff. Their fullback is an off-tackle type of runner. They're running the old veer route, the veer frame, as we would call it, and they're off-tackle, and then they're going to get around the end, and they're going to split backs, do stuff, and it's the same thing.
Well, rinse is an easy thing to do tonight.
Right, no doubt.
And repeat. Why not? Because as successful as they've been, as the play goes to the left and they'll be a yard short of the first down, but the stop made at about the 25, it'll be 3rd and 1.
That's a nice fill by John Pettmeyer there to come up and make that stop.
Again, sophomores lost tonight. That game was not close. 51-14 the final. Varsity trails 30-0 here as we open up the second half. And Rochelle facing a 3rd and 1. They're 3 for 4 on third downs tonight. Not nearly the success rate that Geneseo saw a week ago, but still too high of a percentage for the Streaks defense. They need a big stop here, and they don't get it. Johnson goes left. Tackle made by Deshaun Simmons, but Johnson gets to the 29, picks up 5, and that'll be enough to move the chains. Hard to stop a big guy like that on 3rd and 1.
Well, yeah, and especially if you're going to tackle him up high,
yeah,
like
that's
that, too.
I was going to say. You can't tackle him up high and hope to. Basically, what you do there is you just kind of you get a hitch and you go for a ride when that
yep.
occurs.
30-0. We have not seen a game yet this year where we've brought up the notion of continuous clock, but that's the Streaks' defense task here is to avoid that, get to 40-0 in the second half, and the clock runs, and you don't want that. You've got a team that's struggling with confidence as the play goes to the right. Not a bad stop by the Streaks' defense. It'll be a short gain of 3. But I just don't think that'll do this team any good. You know, the fans probably, those who have stuck it out here, and there haven't been a whole lot here early in the third quarter in a game that's not close on a miserable night weather-wise, they wouldn't mind continuous clock just to get out of here, but I think it would be really bad for this team that's struggling to find some confidence. You don't want that on top of everything else. 2nd and 7 from the 32.
Ball's on the ground.
And a fumble on the snap. Looks like Rochelle recovers it as the quarterback Johnson falls on it. I don't think they'll move the stick. It'll be 3rd and 7 now. Let's see if the Streaks can take advantage of that.
Jake, can you see from down there? It looks like when they're going to run that toss play and the quarterback leads out, you can really visibly see that the guard to the play side, as he pulls outside,
yeah.
he is really back in his stance.
Yep.
And we've got to be able to identify
that. Pre-snap read,
yeah,
no doubt.
You've got to know that he's going somewhere.
No doubt. There's a pre-snap read there, and Sean picked that up as a defensive coach. And I hadn't picked that up yet, but as he says that, absolutely. They're They're tipping what they're doing. It's just it's still hard to stop.
Cardinals and Tigers have gone to the ninth inning, tied at three in Detroit. And a good stop in the backfield as they go to Villalobos. John Pepmeier broke through the line of scrimmage, made the initial stop, and then the Streaks defense piled on afterward, took him down back at the 29-yard line. It'll bring up fourth and 10.
Yeah, luckily we had a good blitz on there too, and they were trying to run a little trap play with sweep motion. So everything looked like it was going to the right. They've had success running that play to the right, and they're trying to trap their fullback under the middle and a little trap, little counter, whatever you want to call it. Penetration, it always defeats that. So good stop for the Streaks. We've got Pulley back here to receive this punt. And, hey, positive series.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what we needed.
And to start off the second half, too. So see if the Streaks can not only turn this into something, but maybe turn
ball.
This whole half around, and he
there
doesn't handle the punt well, and the Streaks
ball.
Get on top of it,
Scooby
recover
court.
It, picked up, running to the far sideline, all the way down inside the 10-yard line.
A little grease pig right there. The punter dropped it, and then the kid gets kicked around, and we try to pick it up and fall on it, and no one does, and finally we end up with it and fall inside the 10-yard line.
So the forcing Rochelle to punt for the first time tonight pays off, and the Streaks get it, first and goal inside the 10.
Now this is a must put in. This is stating the obvious, but we gotta get 6 points up on the board here, and you see a little pep in the step out there, and I was wondering how they'd come out. Credit to this coaching staff. They've got these guys ready to play. There's no quit in them right now.
Yeah, I noticed that last week with Geneseo. Even in the fourth quarter, our coaching staff was still on our guys about fighting and continue on.
Out of the eye, Connor sweeps to the right side on the option keeper, and he takes it into the corner.
That's something that I don't know. I don't know if they showed that last week, guys, since I wasn't here.
So,
but
no.
But that's a variation on their belly, which
belly
they
keep.
Have ran a whole bunch. And that was belly keep all the way. Connor does not read that. That's called by the coaches. And so they run the belly so much that time. Connor kept the ball. He even had a pitch back if he wanted it, and he didn't need it, and he made a good choice. And we're going to get a good
adjust. Yep.
The Streaks go for two and run it in. Ayton with a 2-point conversion. And how's that for building some momentum here? 4 minutes, 28 seconds into the second half. The Streaks recover a fumbled punt inside the 10. They run it in on one play, and then Ayton quickly with the snap and the 2-point conversion to make it 30-8.
Yeah, we did the muddle there. We did not show that on film. Rochelle would not have seen that. They'd have gone back to last year's film to see that. Our score this year against Dunlap, we came out and went for the point after. You try to kick it there. So they did not adjust to that. And so what happens is up here in the booth, the coaches recognize how they're adjusting to it, and do we have – it becomes a numbers game. So we have basically three guys to the right, three or four guys to the left, couple guys up the middle, and if they don't adjust properly to it, we snap it and we run it in, and that's what we did.
Well, if there's any question, you know, about how these guys were going to respond, about what the message was that Coach Barshinger talked about, you know, he didn't seem that things were so bad. When he talked, he said they were just a play away, you know, just one little thing here or there, and we could really get this thing going. And absolutely, we showed that that's right. So if there's any question about how they'd respond, we got our answer.
That ball field is a 10-yard line.
And a run up the far side and then cut back to the near hash mark. And run back taken to the 34-yard line where Rochelle will start this drive. 7:26 to go in the third quarter. Streaks now on the board for the second time this season, trailing 30-8. How big could this be? I mean, if you can get a defensive stop here, get the ball back, force Rochelle to punt into the wind, get good field position.
If nothing else, that's the first touchdown in 7 quarters, guys, of football. So it's good to get off that schneid, and hopefully we can see them turn this into something more positive.
Out of the wishbone, Johnson the carry, the fullback across the middle to the 35 to the 36, picks up 2 on first down.
Yeah,
there's second and 8.
And there's no reason why this half can't turn like it did for us against us in the first half, where it was a fumble and an interception. Now, I don't see Rochelle putting the ball in the air for that opportunity, but you know, we saw a mistake there in the special teams. We took advantage of that. Now it's time for us to take advantage defensively and force a fumble somewhere. You know, as we look at it here, we're 3 scores away now. We get another turnover. We score off of that, and it's a 2-score game, and momentum swings.
Quarterback
like
keeps
that.
It this time, rolling to the left, and he gets absolutely crunched by Cody Thomas, blasting right up the middle for a loss of 3, and that'll bring up 3rd and 11 just like that.
And that was a broken play. They wanted to hand
right.
Yeah. They wanted to hand that ball on the second back through, and either the track was off with the quarterback or the running back went too wide. That was completely broken, and we took advantage.
So now, third and 10 now from the 34. Sean?
As Cody's penetration was upfield on that, had they gotten a handoff, they would have been underneath him an easily 5-6 yard gain. But those are the types of mistakes that we need. We need them to have that happen.
10 packed in tight at the line of scrimmage. Johnson, the quarterback, rolling right. He's actually going to put the ball into the air, and he throws behind his intended receiver, Noah Knight, incomplete. And it's fourth down. Had an opening out there in the flat, but he couldn't complete it. And it's fourth and 10.
Okay, now we look out there. Coach Marty was talking about mojo in the pregame show with our defense, and we get a fourth down here, and we see our guys as they're strutting back to the line of scrimmage, holding up their fists, showing fourth down. They're ready to go.
6:02, halfway through quarter number three, streaks down 30-8. Rochelle couldn't handle the punt the last time. This time the punter flipping his hands, trying to get the moisture off.
Another
low
snap,
but he scoops it up and boots it downfield at the 40, and a bounce right into the hands of Deontay Pulley at the 30. Sidesteps left, hit, sideswiped, and taken down to the 39-yard line. Just barely got it away. Rochelle a little shaky here to start the second half. Streaks with the ball, 5:53 to go third quarter.
Good. Okay, we're going big.
A little more noise down there on the sideline,
yeah,
too, Jake.
Absolutely. You know, it's like another team out here. We're going big package right now. You won't see anybody split out. Got three tight ends in the game. One back. Oh, four. They're going to run double tight on both sides.
And the handoff goes to Kobe. Nope. Cuts up the middle. Has a little cut back to the middle across the 40 to the 41. Short gain of two.
Why not run that? I mean, they're showing a four-man front. They haven't
somebody's
mixed
a little
up
slow to get up.
Looks like it say 62.
62.
Austin Wettstein.
As he's down
that's
on his
deal.
Knees at the 40.
He, the coaching staff talked very highly of him. He may be the streak's best offensive lineman. He's got a leg he's holding up in the air.
He's rolled over on his back now. He was down on his knees.
Yeah.
And now he's rolled over.
Feeling around a lower leg issue here.
So we'll take a timeout. Next, we haven't mentioned the weather conditions. The rain continues to fall.
Surprise.
I was going to check. Yeah, it actually has dropped another degree to 58 now. Feels like 55, Jake. You can attest to that.
Well, it does when you're wet. It feels a little chillier than that. I would say that the wind has died down a little bit, but then I say that my umbrella almost flies out of my hand. So
it's shifted east-northeast, still listed at 13, which it's been 13, 14, 15. But as you said earlier,
it's more
had to be blowing more than that earlier.
Yeah, it's more than that for sure. So
Wettstein coming off the field with some help.
Yeah. He's coming off. He's being aided. He's not on his own power right now. So hopefully we're going to
he's putting more
see what's
weight
going on with
it
him
than he did initially. So that's a good sign. Hopefully it's going the right direction.
All right, back to action out of the I formation. Two wideouts to the right. Ayton with the option play.
Fake Ayton.
Handoff on play action, rolling to the 45, to the 50-yard line. Cuts to the sideline, steps out of bounds in Rochelle territory at the 46-yard line for a first down.
Yeah, and I like his decision there. He did have a guy open early, but I, in this weather, I'd be tucking and running too. I use that weapon, young man. He's got the legs. He's got the athletic ability. And I'd like to see him do a little more of that, to be honest.
He scrambled four times in this game for 40 yards, including the 9-yard touchdown run in the last series. And every time Connor's tucked it in and gone, he's picked up pretty good yardage. First down at the Rochelle 46 here, out of the eye. Heavy to the right, they run right. The short side of the field. Kobe gets to the sideline, steps out of bounds at about the 40, maybe the 39-yard line is where they'll mark him out. He'll pick up seven more. And it'll be second and three.
And what you see good offensive play callers do is when they find an advantage, they continue to attack it. As Rochelle was attacking one side of the Streaks defense, you see the Streaks offense doing the same thing. The short side of the field right now, and they're attacking the offensive right side of the field.
Yeah, if it's broken, keep attacking it until they fix it.
Exactly.
And again, that's the short side of the field right now with the ball sitting at the near hash mark of the Rochelle 39-yard line. Streaks down 30-8. They run left this time. Kobe with some room to run runs
break
up
it.
The backside of his own tackle,
hold
trying
on.
To slip the jersey tackle. Finally breaks free and finally taken down inside the 30 and a flag down on the far side of the field. the middle of the field, but on the back side, well away from the action, as Kobe scrambled for a first down, trying to break free of the jersey tackle, finally did, but that's where the play ended, inside the 30 at the 29, and the referee conferring. Here's the call. Hold.
Personal foul.
Personal foul, yeah.
That's usually going to be the type of play. I didn't see what happened, but usually what the phrase is going to be, we had somebody mop up somebody who's a good 15, 20 yards away, mm-hmm. where an official sees that, and that type of block or that type of hit is not necessary to go there, because that guy's not making a play on the ball.
So it takes the ball all the way back to the 45-yard line. Negates a Silver Streak's first down inside the 30. And back to the 45-yard line on the personal foul penalty. It'll be second and 9. At the Hub 45-yard line, Aiton sets under center, out of the eye. Handoff up the middle. Kobe trying to find a hole. Gets through one. And then the linebackers stack him up at the 42-yard line for a short gain. It'll bring up third and 6. Well, let's hope that doesn't just kill the momentum.
No doubt.
The Streaks really had the energy. We're feeling positive about the way things were going. You need a big third down conversion here.
Yeah, but I was talking earlier in the game about, you know, maturity. Okay, you can't have one setback then all of a sudden put you where you're like, well, geez, we can't do anything. You know, you got to go out there and play the next play. It's going to happen. Bad things will occur, and you're only as good as your next play.
Trips to the right side, the short side of the field for the Silver Streaks. Three wideouts line up. Aiton in the shotgun, rolling right. Thought about tucking it in, trying to slip a tackle, and he's taken down at the 45-yard line as Larry Beck got in out of the linebacker spot. Wrapped up Aiton, took him down. It'll be 4th and 9.
So if you're playing this straight, you punt this ball and you play for field position. When you're down 22, as time is ticking down, I think you're going to see these guys go for this. So
go for it.
Yep. No doubt. They're going. There's nobody coming out on the field but the quarterback, so...
Well, and even with James Hayden with such a good leg and the wind behind him, there's no guarantee that he can't keep this thing short of the goal line anyway. So I'm not sure that would even be a consideration.
It'd be an exchange of 25 yards.
Yeah. 4th and 9 for the Streaks. Hayden back to pass. The rush is on. Slips out of the tackle, but now he's got another chasing him. Cuts out of that one. Rolling to the left side of the 50. Now he's got to tuck it and run. Slips an ankle tackle to the 40. Stacked up at the 44-yard line, or at the 39-yard line, rather. And he's 2-3 yards short of the first down marker.
Yeah, unfortunately, one thing I saw on that scramble, and this is just something about our youth, Justice Katzen, he's over there, and Connor's scrambling his way, and he turns around, and he started to block. Mm-hmm. And Connor hadn't crossed the line of scrimmage yet. He still needs to try to find his open space. He needs to try to find a spot where he can settle down so Connor can still throw the ball. He was the only receiver over there. Once he started to do that, Connor had no other option but to try to make something happen.
Right. You want to come back to the quarterback, and as he's rolling, you want to roll with him. That will get you the separation from the defensive back and an ability for him to throw out to the side away from that guy. Here comes Jet.
Running to the left side, Villalobos trying to get to the corner. A flag comes down as he slips a tackle at the 43, trying to find his way to the 45, finally piled up at the 44. So he ends up picking up 4 yards out of a long run laterally. But Sean saw the hold even before the flag came out.
Yeah, they ran that Jet, which is a fast handoff play, to Chase Castillo at 180 pounds. You know, he's got to get physical with his hands. He's got to get separation from those guys. And what happened there was it's really hard to get separation when they've got, you know, a handful of jersey and they're hugging you with it. So the officials caught that, and we're going to take it back 10 yards from the spot of the foul.
Guys, quick injury update. We got Austin down here, Austin Wettstein, and he's been trying to run some sprints out of his stance, trying to get himself going. It doesn't look good. He's wincing. He's in a lot of pain. He just took the gloves off. It looked like it might be the end of his night tonight.
Cardinals and Tigers tied at 3, bottom of the 9th in Detroit.
Here we are. We're okay.
First and 20. They go to Knight, trying to cut to the outside, and the Streaks close it down. Gain of 3 up to the 33-yard line.
We saw a glimpse there of something that was bad in the first half, where we had our defensive ends confused and where to line up, and as a play in the first half, they line up on the same side. The result was a touchdown. It lucked out here as they're, you know, running back and forth. They happen to run to the side where the the end was. So we lucked out there. But we've got to get things figured out with our ends as they're walked up outside linebackers.
Brewers and Giants tied at 2, bottom of the 6th in Milwaukee. Cubs and Washington still in a rain delay in the second inning. No rain delay here.
Nope.
Teams have been playing through it all night long. Rochelle leading 30-8, 2:05 to go third quarter. Villalobos with the carry to the left side. Streaks close the hole. He gets to the 40 to pick up 7. But that'll bring up 3rd and 10. So the Streaks bending a little bit here. Need a good defensive stop here on 3rd and 10.
Sean, did you notice there our outside backer went with the motion back? Something that we used to see against us.
Uh-uh.
So as they sent their wing back in motion, mm-hmm. you saw a linebacker of ours going with the motion. And that's not something you have seen yet tonight. But I don't know if that's coached or if it's just a kid maybe trying to do his own thing and noticing that obviously they do go towards their motion a lot. But that might be something we want to watch and look at.
I would say that's coached, and probably what they would do is insert the safety that's back there in his position.
Mm-hmm.
Tigers just hit a 2-run homer in the bottom of the 9th to beat the Cardinals. Handoff left, Streak stop Johnson, the fullback, on a carry of 4 to the 44, and that'll bring up 4th and 6.
See, we had the motion there, Jake, and the
yeah, no backer fouled him there, but that was flat. That was a flat motion. The motion before was the rocket motion or whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm. Back motion.
That's when our guys were going. It looks to me like Rochelle's going to go for this.
Mm-hmm.
There was no reason to run a dive play on 3rd and 10 unless they were thinking 2 downs to do this.
Jake, so for our listeners, what is the difference? We'll maybe talk about it after the snap. But
yeah,
what is the difference between a jet motion versus a rocket motion?
4th and 6 for Rochelle at their own 44-yard line. They need to get to midfield. The quarterback, Johnson, now options it to the left side, but stepping out of bounds is Villalobos at the 47.5-yard line. He'll be 2.5 yards short of the first down.
Correct.
And the Streaks take over on downs in Rochelle territory again with 32 seconds to go at the end of the third quarter. Okay, Jake, go ahead.
No, big stop by the Streaks defense there. And Sean's talking about the difference between motion, what we call flat motion or jet, is when you see the wingback go straight down the line of scrimmage, not gaining any depth away from the line of scrimmage at all. When we have rocket motion, you'll see that wingback gain depth, and he'll get 4 to 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage and run what we call an arc. And that's just two different kinds of motions to do two different kinds of things. You can run a lot of different kinds of plays using both of those.
Streaks of the first down, maybe the final play of the third quarter here. Ayton drops back, hands off to Kobe.
Patience.
Finds his way through a hole up the middle. The ball pops free at the end of the play.
Get on it.
And the Streaks recover it back
That's
inside the 30,
the
down to the 29-yard line as Mason Valley didn't give up on it. Chased the ball after it popped free from Kobe, and the Streaks end up with a first down at the Rochelle 30. How about that? Kobe is down back at the 38-yard line. Now he's up. But a Rochelle player still down on his back at the 30.
I don't know what they're looking at with Kobe. I don't know. He's been over. The Rochelle player, they're looking at a lower body issue. Kobe, I don't know if it's like he's upset again for putting the ball on the ground again. He got picked up by his teammate there, so pop up and go back to work. Mason Valley, what a great hustle play.
Uh-huh.
Normally you see offensive linemen. There was a receiver down there and made a great hustle play, diving after the football to save the Streaks' momentum.
Thinking about a crunch time player of the game there for that.
No doubt.
Yeah, we talked in the first half about following up a play and pushing it at the pile, and we had that play where it was like a scrum where you had 22 guys all in one area, and it was pushing back and forth. And that's what you have to do, is to continue to push and get upfield. And we had, and that's why you do that, because if the ball comes out, you continue to follow the play, good things will happen. So hats off to Mason Valley there in that nice hustle play.
So we'll give him 7 on the carry on the fumble recovery, and the Streaks are the first down at the 30. It ends up as a 14-yard, rather an 18-yard positive play. And the Streaks will run the final play of the third quarter to the right side. Vaynerman with the carry across the 30 to the 28, maybe the 27-yard line. I'm really liking the energy from these guys here. I know they're down 30-8, but they're going to win the quarter. And they've really played with some energy and some confidence here And maybe this is the building block that we're starting to see from this team to start to turn this season around in a positive direction. It'll be 2nd and 8 when we come back in the fourth quarter with Rochelle on top, 30-8. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You open that drive-thru bag to find nuggets you didn't order. Whose nuggets are these? Nobody knows. A smile spreads across your face. You don't even like nuggets, but you do like free things. We all do. I'm James Muth, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We understand the beauty of free things. From 4 piddly pieces of fake chicken to something big like free alignment check, free tire repair, and free diagnostics. And those freebies are what we offer every day for anyone. So come get your freebie.
At the all-new Galesburg Toyota on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Rochelle 30, Streaks 8 as we start the fourth quarter. Galesburg with a 2nd and 8. Inside Rochelle territory, this drive started after Galesburg forced the Hubs to give it up on downs, stopping them at their own 48-yard line, 2 yards short of a potential first down. And then the Streaks, Kobe Ramirez fumbled the ball, but they followed it up with it, kept the drive going, and now up the middle go the Silver Streaks for another first down inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line.
As Deontay Pulley
has the carry. Deontay get the carry, yep.
Yeah, Kobe's not back. Well, Kobe's coming back. Kobe's coming back. So Deontay with a great job picking his teammate up there. Nope, they're going to send Kobe back out. So we're going to still roll with Deontay here and see what he does.
Give Deontay 10 on the carry, his first carry of the season. And the Silver Streaks are the first down inside the red zone at the 18-yard line. Handoff left goes to Pulley again. Spins off a tackle. Carry is a couple defenders down to the 16-yard line. A hard run. He picks up two, but he forward progress on what could have been a dead play in the backfield.
Yeah, certainly two hard-earned yards there for Deontay. But, you know, it's you get a faster back in there. Not that Kobe's slow at all, but give him a little break, and we get somebody here hitting holes. Kobe has a great, as we talked about earlier, great field vision, and he can see holes a little bit differently. But and what Deontay's doing right there is just lowering his head and going straight forward.
Well, he's certainly more downhill as a runner. He's not going to dance and be as patient. He's going to hit a hole. And sometimes that little changeup is a good thing.
Streaks two wideouts to the right, including Reed Steffelbeam, the sophomore. Ayton with the play fake, rolling right, throws it that direction and off of Steffelbeam's fingertips. Right at the first down marker at about the 8-yard line. It'll be incomplete, 3rd and 8.
You definitely don't have to get it all right here. Yep. This is no doubt 4-down territory. And I don't know, Kobe, you know, interesting, actually, situation here on the sideline. Kobe's asking to get back in the ball game, and Coach Wash is, you know, I don't know if maybe a message is being sent. We've had the ball put on the ground 3 times now. He's wanting to roll with Deontay right now. I don't blame him.
How about having Ayton with a tuck and run here? He's picked up positive yardage several times here in this third quarter. Again, like you said, Jake, don't need to get it all here.
Nope.
Let's see what they do. Play fake. Ayton, go. Back to pass. Now rolling left. Still with it. Pump fakes. Now throws it. Now
away.
Throws it away.
Good decision.
Yep.
It'll be incomplete. 4th down.
Good decision there by Connor. I made a great choice to throw that ball away. He tried to keep the play alive as much as he could. He wasn't going to gain anything. Once he paused, he wasn't going to gain anything with his legs. So good decision there. Give us a chance. 4th and 8. Ramirez back in the ballgame.
So 4th and 8 for the Streaks. They are just 1 of 6 on 3rd downs tonight. Did not convert their only 4th down attempt earlier in the game. They'll line up in the eye with a single wide out to the right. Ayton
belly
on the option
pitch.
Toss belly to the outside. Option. Ramirez trying to find a hole, cuts back to the middle, still on his feet, dives forward, close to the first down marker.
It's not going
to
get it.
But it's going to be a yard short, I think. 10:29 to go, 4th quarter. Yep, yard short. And Rochelle takes the field, first down at its own 11. Didn't miss it by much by the time it was done.
It's a good hard run.
Yep.
Yep, made it happen all on his own, really, at the end, and made a great hard run. 9 yards really after initial contact. Unfortunately, just a little bit too much for the Streaks to overcome there. So let's hopefully the energy stays up, and hopefully we get another 3 and out. And good field position.
Yeah, it'd be great field position. Rochelle starting this drive inside the 11-yard line. Hand off to the left and some forward progress close to the 15-yard line. So some positive movement there for the Hubs trying to get out of the shadow of its own end zone here, leading 30-8, and they'd like nothing more than to take a huge chunk of time off the clock here and not give the ball back to the Streaks and just melt this one away.
And if I'm doing that on their sideline, I'm giving the ball to 35 about four straight times.
He got it the first time. Handoff goes to the right side. They go to Knight. Runs into a linebacker, kept the shoulders down, kept the legs pumping forward. He moves it up to the 21, close to the 22-yard line. And that'll be enough for the first down.
So we're going to see a very deliberate
offensive
possession here. The coach is keeping the quarterback on the sideline for a few extra seconds. Quarterback's not going to hustle. Even 9 minutes out when you have this score, especially with the momentum the way it's been, you're going to milk this thing down as long as you can.
Yep, drive started at the 10:46 mark of the fourth quarter with a 22-point lead. They toss it to Villalobos, running left.
Still on his feet.
Gets into the linebacker territory, bounces off a couple of players. Finally taken down from behind by Deshaun Simmons at the 31-yard line for a gain of 9. I like this Villalobos. He's a hard runner. We heard so much about the fullback coming in and what a problem he was going to be. The Silverstreaks have done a nice job on him. 14 carries for Brandon Johnson, 49 yards. Villalobos has been the one who's done the real damage. 4 touchdowns, 159 yards.
Oh, he does everything for him. He's probably leading their team in tackles on defense. He kicks off. So he's just one of those guys that doesn't leave the field.
Yep. Second and one for the Hubs at their own 31-yard line. 8:35 and whistles as the play gets underway.
Delay game.
So this will come back 5 yards.
Jake, what was your view of the right tackle there? Did you see how far off the line he was?
No, I was watching Lobos run his motion. I didn't catch a view on that.
So then I'll take it back to the 26-yard line. Only the third penalty of the night for Rochelle. They had a holding penalty earlier in this half. They had a 5-yard procedure penalty in the first half. So Rochelle certainly has not hurt itself tonight, as the Silver Streaks have turned it over 3 times on the night. Part of the reason that they trail by 22 here with 8:35 to go in the game. And it doesn't get any easier for the Streaks next week, going on the road to Rock Island and coming back home to take on Quincy for homecoming. Hand off to the right.
Good.
Johnson nowhere to go. Runs into a wall. Pepmeier, Vaynerman,
Simmons.
Pettis, Simmons.
They're running unbalanced. You'll notice that their tight end was playing actually tackle on the left side, and their left tackle was moved to the right.
Okay,
so it's
that's
tackle over.
Yeah.
That's what you saw. They're running like what we would call Ram Lion. They're running offensive linemen towards their strength. I'm assuming they've probably been doing that all night, and I just haven't caught it.
Chase Castile also in on the tackle. Streaks had a number of guys there to make sure Johnson picked up only 2. This will be 3rd and a long 4 for the Rochelle Hubs. 1 of 4 on third downs in the second half.
Offensive.
Yep.
And there's flags. That one was messy from the get-go, so they're going to back it up 5 more yards.
And you sure you've picked it out, Sean, 57. I was watching him because he was the one that's moving, and he's the one that they want leading the way. And he was probably 1.5 feet in his split deeper than the other offensive linemen. What they were trying to run there was toss sweep, and he was trying to pull out and lead the way. So, yeah, there are the cues. I mean, we should be able to hopefully recognize that and see what they're trying to do.
And certainly within that far off the line of scrimmage, it's, you know, from the sideline, we could be saying, is this guy really on the line of scrimmage or not? Because his helmet needs
to be at
the hip of the center.
Third and a long 9. Yep. Handoff left. Quarterback on the option. Pitches it to the outside.
Villalobos
taken down in the open field on the far sideline.
That's a penalty
flag. Demetrius Pulley on the tackle. Did you see a flag come down?
Yeah, that's a flag that came down. They're going to get a hold, and these guys are going to want to decline it. I'm assuming
you
at 4th and 10.
So here comes. There's
block
the
back.
Signal.
Oh, yeah,
declined. So it'll bring up 4th and 10.
Fourth down.
Fourth and I'll call it 4th and 9. So the Streaks, after giving up a 3rd down conversion 3 out of 4 times in the first half, they've now held Rochelle four out of five times from getting the first down in the second half.
Listen, here's the deal. It's not like we're seeing different personnel.
No, right.
I mean, Rochelle has not subbed out. We have not subbed out with the same personnel. Whatever, you know, I'll ask Coach Wash in the aftermath here, you know, is it an attitude thing? Was it a scheme thing? Is it an X's and O's thing? But there is definitely a completely different defensive mindset out here right now.
Demetrius Pulley back at the 45-yard line. The rush is on. The kick is away with the wind behind him. Sends Pulley running to the sideline to his left where it bounces inside the 40, goes backwards, and finally pops out of bounds. Going to mark it out 29. At the 29 with 6:50 to go in the game, and the streak's down 30-8. Last check, Rock Island, the opponent last week, was leading Peoria high. But I've been kind of scrolling through Twitter trying to find something a little more specific than just they're still ahead and haven't been able to find a precise score. Anawan Weathersfield shut out United 40-0 in the Lincoln Trail.
Guys, it's going to look as if the Streaks are going to play the rest of tonight without Kobe. He's starting to take the pads off, sitting over here on the sideline next to Wettstein. So, you know, leading rusher and probably best offensive lineman, not in the game right now.
Hand off to Deontay Pulley, trying to cut to the outside. Now cut back nice toward cut. The middle, across the 30, 32-yard line. 35 is where he's finally brought down, kept the legs pumping, and a good pickup of 6 by Deontay Pulley.
Yeah, you know, a senior comes out and you need senior leadership to step up, and that's what we're seeing right here.
So Pulley's third carry here in this fourth quarter, 18 yards. Got Kobe finishing the night over 100 yards for the first time this season. 16 carries at 101. Every yard he earns is hard earned because he's such a target this year for the opposing defense. Pulley sidesteps a man at the line of scrimmage, and a flag comes in at the end of the play as Pulley's taken down right at the first down marker at the 39. Let's see where they put the ball down.
Did you see anything, Jake?
No.
It seemed late.
So late.
Very late, yeah.
Looks like it's coming back.
A hold. Yeah. Gosh, that late in the play? They got the ball sitting at the 38-yard line, so I guess he was short of the first down anyway.
Couldn't get that cranky flag out of his pocket.
Probably too slippery.
Yep.
So that'll take it back to the 28-yard line. Streaks have done a better job on penalties tonight. That's just their fourth of the night. They'd have a couple of 15-yarders, which is discouraging. So this will be second and 11. As the clock rolls, under 6 minutes to go in the game. And the Streaks trailing again, 30-8. But a much better second half from this team, both offensively and defensively, as now the Streaks call a timeout. So we'll take a timeout as well, 5:45 to play, 22-point Rochelle lead here at Van Dyke Field. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Concrete is one of the most expensive and imperative parts of any building project. Whether you're laying the foundation for your dream home or putting in a decorative concrete patio, Courtright Construction of Oneida is the best in the business. So give them a call. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Delivered to your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Timeout, Silver Streaks. Galesburg facing 2nd and 11 coming out of the break. Trailing Rochelle 30-8, 5:45 to go in the game. Out of the shotgun, Connor Ayton rolling left into the flat. Complete to Deontay Pulley at the 28. Tries to fight his way forward, and another flag comes in right at the end of the play as Pulley gets taken down just short of the 30 for a gain of a yard, maybe a yard and a half. And let's see what this one is. Coming from the referee.
We're moving back.
Behind the action at the end.
Block in the back.
Another block in the back. These penalties really starting to build up against the Silver Streaks. We mentioned a moment ago. Now, there haven't been that many of them tonight, but the ones that have been there have been pretty severe. And it looks like Coach Mike Washabaugh wanted an explanation. Who was it who did it or what happened specifically? No argument. Just wanted to know who or what. So it's back to the 14-yard line.
He was looking for a number. He didn't argue with the call. He just wanted to know who was.
So second and 21 as the wind starts to push the rain even harder again. A little out route to Justice Gatson. Complete, but he can only get forward to the 22-yard line for a short gain.
That's a wide receiver screen there. It's designed to basically take one step off the line of scrimmage and throw the ball. And then his patience was to wait for the tackle to come out and give him a block where he cut underneath that.
So they're going to mark it at the 22-yard line. It'll be third and, we'll call it third and 18 for the Silver Streaks. With under 5 minutes to go in the game. Ayton in the shotgun. Pulley lined up to his right. Connor rolls to the right. Throws it down the middle of the field. And tripped up downfield was Gatson across the 45-yard line with two defenders on him. And officials say no contact. I don't know if Justice slipped, but the ball falls incomplete for fourth down.
Deep in our own territory here, obviously.
Into the wind.
Yeah, you got to punt this away.
Yep.
It's unfortunate, but you just have to at this point.
Penalties really stalled that drive out.
They only have 10 out there right now. They need another guy.
Us.
Yeah. Sorry. Gelsberg has 10 guys.
Missing the tight end on the right side.
There we go.
Yep.
Now we get Dylan McBride out there. So now we're ready to go. Hayden back, standing at his 8. Good snap. Juggled us a little bit and then shanks it off his foot.
And
Rochelle runs over, picks it up, and then they drop the ball, scoop it back up, going for the pylon on the far side. And is he in or not? No call yet. They're going to say he's down inside the 1. By the time that ball came down, by the time Hayden was able to kick it only about 7 or 8 yards forward, Rochelle was right there to scoop it up on the run. And it'll be first and goal at the 1 with 4.5 minutes to play. So miscues continue to hurt the Silver Streaks.
Nothing wrong with the snap. Snap was on the money.
Yep.
He just
juggled it.
He just juggled it, and then he hurried himself. And then when he swung his leg, he almost missed.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball was shanked, and just a bad deal all around.
It looks like they may have had a block on. They had 4 guys around him.
Ball's inside the half-yard line here. I mean, it really is first and goal at the inches. So the starting quarterback, most of the starters still out there. Quarterback brings the line set and now whistles as
delay of game.
It really just looked very uncertain there.
Well, they had a false start, but it was the wing back who can go in motion and move, and so that's kind of what he did. And he was like, oh, I'm wrong, so he just set back up in the backfield.
It'll be first and goal from the 5.5-yard line now. 4:13 to play, 30-8 Rochelle. Streaks on the road at Rock Island to open up the Western Big Six next Friday night. Back home in 2 weeks to face Quincy for homecoming.
The road doesn't get any easier.
Sure doesn't. Snap off, hand off right.
Good.
And good stop by the Silver Streaks. Not much. They got inside the 5. Where the play stopped and was pushed backwards. They have different player in Gavin Ansteth on that carry. 5'10", 185-pound junior. Picks up a half yard, second and goal. And they won't mind if they don't punch this in right away. That'll allow them to run some clock.
Right.
They're not going to be in any big hurry.
Well, as we saw with the previous play, it resulted in a penalty, was a delay of game. You know, so they're taking their time, very deliberate.
Mm-hmm. Handoff goes to the left side.
Stacked up again.
That one is stopped as the handoff goes to Nick Albers, 5'9", 145-pound junior. He'll pick up a couple. He got inside the 5, and it'll be third and goal from about the 4.5-yard line. Again, no hurry here, leading by 22, running the clock down. This will be under 3 minutes to go in the game and 2-down territory if they don't get it in here.
Streaks out there still fighting. You know, they got put in a really bad spot, first and goal from the less than 1-yard line, and They've ran two plays and still haven't punched it in. So it's a good sign to see our guys still out there fighting for every inch.
Actually spot the ball at the 3, third and goal. And another whistle as this one gets underway. They call timeout.
Timeout.
With 2:37 to go.
Well, what I'm feeling here, and it, I don't know if I can see numbers very well through this rainy window we have in front of us, but have they subbed out the running backs? Is this part of their problem?
Yep. Yeah, the big guys are not in there. Villalobos is out. Johnson is out. Here I finally got an update, but this is almost a half hour ago that Rock Island leading Peoria 27-22. That was early fourth quarter. But we know how quickly the score can change when you're playing Peoria. Let's see. Yeah, down to a minute 53 to go in the game. It's still 27-22 Rocky, so the Rocks close to their first win of the season. Peoria High does have the ball, though. Again, that'll be the opponent next week for the Silver Streaks.
They do have their same quarterback. I bet they run. They probably want to run option here and see if he keeps it. Sure enough, he gave it off.
To the left.
They did run option.
I think he's short, though. That one went to Ansteth again, and it'll be fourth and goal at the 2. Jake, can you see? You got a better look at it?
No, I'm...
Oh, I see where you are. Yeah.
Yeah. My leg stopped moving.
I was looking at somebody else with an umbrella down there that just got completely flipped inside out because of the wind.
Yeah, it's not good. My leg stopped moving a little while ago, so I've kind of perched myself on the 50. Great view.
Ball sitting.
Hold on tight.
Yeah.
What, the 1.5 here looks like? So it'll be fourth and goal up
stopped
the
him.
Middle.
No.
Nope, touchdown. They gave it to him. Line judge on the far side signaled that one pretty confidently. So they got it on the fourth down conversion. Yeah, Rochelle really did that about as perfectly as they would have wanted to. At the half-yard line, the penalty takes them back 5. It allows them to run all 4 plays to get it in those 5.5 yards and take the clock down to a minute 53 to go. So 36-8 is the lead. Now, Jake, don't say anything. I'm going to turn up your microphone here a little bit because I want people to be able to hear.
Yeah, we can hear the rain.
The rain on the umbrella because this has been going on all night long.
It's actually a little lighter.
Well, the last I saw, they kept pushing the.
He took a knee.
They kept pushing the forecast back. When we started the game, the rain was. According to the Weather Channel, was supposed to end around 9. And then the next time I looked at it was 11. Last time I looked, they had the rain forecast end at 1:15 in the morning.
Well, you guys all told me at lunch that I was going to be okay. I wasn't going to. Oh, I think it'll be gone.
Oh, no, yeah.
No, I think you're going to be fine.
That is incorrect. At lunch, I told you.
I think you're going to be fine, Jake. Don't worry.
It started at, about a 45%, then it went to 55% and 70%. And
awful.
Actually, I think it was yesterday I told you. It'll be all right.
It'll be fine. This should have been last week.
And I wouldn't have said a word.
Oh, no.
I would have taken it.
Sure.
Like a man.
Yeah.
Just as part of the game. All those players down there working hard. And
they sure are. And cheerleaders out here doing their thing.
And you're worried about the rain on your umbrella.
Yeah.
If there's even somebody up here in crutches and a knee brace who stuck it out the whole game.
I tell you what, after the game, you guys can come to my house and help me dewater my basement, too, if you want.
I'll get back to you on that.
I figured. It's like asking a guy to help you move.
My daughter has friends over tonight. I got to get home.
Oh, yeah,
I got to check the schedule.
Right. Yeah, some friends I have.
Kick down the middle of the field. Streaks bobble it. Pick it up. At the 16-yard line and not much of a run back for Nico Delagianis. And he'll be stopped at about the 19 where the Silver Streaks will have it with a minute 47 to go in the game, trailing 36-8. Well, Jake, you know, we can say this for you. As miserable as the night's been,
it's almost over.
The Cardinals lost.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, that does actually kind of perk me up.
See, I thought that would warm your heart a little
bit.
That
always... helps my day out.
That Rock Ridge, Port Byron, Riverdale, we talked about at the top of the broadcast. Rock Ridge 2-0, Riverdale 0-2 going in, and Rock Ridge had continuous clock by halftime. Hand off to Deontay Pulley, scrambling to the far side of the field. Gets the first down and then takes a pretty good hit at the end of the play. Hangs on to the ball, though. First down, Silver Streaks at the 30, but a player down for the Silver Streaks back at the 23.
We got another offensive lineman down, grabbing a knee, and in obvious visual pain right now.
So Deontay has carried the ball four times for 29 yards here in this fourth quarter.
That's a nice showing.
Mm-hmm. Get the Silver Streaks maybe a little more flexibility out of the backfield as the season progresses.
Well, no doubt. Somebody else has got to carry the load, and I think that's got to come from Connor a little bit on some design quarterback stuff. Kobe also plays a little defense, and right now he's sitting at the sideline holding his ribs, so you don't know what you got in terms of that for next week, too. So somebody is going to have to step up at that position. And this was a little bit of a surprise. I didn't know that he had as much wiggle in him as he does tonight, and he's definitely got the speed to do it. So he's going to have to step up and take a bigger role for next week. It's pretty obvious.
Princeville shutout West Central 35-0. Monmouth-Roseville with a shutout as well, 37-0 over Erie Prophetstown. A minute 40 to go in this game. Fighting Illini tomorrow.
That was quite a second half that Illini put together last week against Kent State. They needed to because the first half was
awful.
Awful, yeah.
All right, they've got
that's Nate Geithner.
Nate Geithner up.
Walking like he's a cramp.
Yeah, he's
walking like he's
gingerly
got,
on his right.
Like he's got his chaps on.
Yeah. Riding a horse.
Yep. So hopefully that's not serious. He is
under his own power.
Right, yep.
Yeah, that looks
putting
like
weight
cramp
on both legs. So just. All right. First down for the Silver Streaks at their own 30. As we wind down the final minute and a half of this game, out of the eye. Connor Ayton still in the quarterback, hands off left. Deontay with a gain of 5 to the 35. Running upright on that play. Straight up and down and ran over a player to help pick up that 5. They'll get a couple more plays off. One for sure. Maybe two, depending on how deliberate they want to be as we wind under a minute to go by the time this snap is made. Out of the eye again. Ayton, the handoff to the fullback. Rolling left. And not much there for David Vaynerman. He'll pick up a yard, yard and a half. It'll be third down.
Coach Wash deliberately watching the clock here. He's going to wait for it to get to 35 seconds. Now he'll call a play. This will be the last play of the ball game.
Mm-hmm. Talked about the Silver Streaks' defensive struggles, stopping teams on their third downs. Galesburg has not been real good on third down offensively tonight, just 1 of 6 coming in. So that'll be an area to continue to focus on as well as we enter conference play next week. Deontay is going to convert the first down as he carries it all the way to the 50-yard line before he's finally stopped. That'll stop the clock with 10.5 seconds to go, enough to move the chains as Deontay picks up 13. And the question is, will they go ahead and run one more play,
nope,
or will they just let the clock run
sit
out
on it?
And that'll be it. Rochelle wins at 36-8. We'll come back with a post game from Van Dyke Field at F&M Bank Stadium, including a visit with head coach Mike Washabaugh. Again, Rochelle wins at 36-8. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Silver Streaks Football is also brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Century 21 on North Henderson in Galesburg, your local leader in real estate. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. Proud to bring you GHS Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, there is a flash flood watch in effect until 7 a.m. Saturday. Clouds tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. A heavy rain possible, a low near 58. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 67. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low near 57. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 57 degrees at WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with the GHS postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks football postgame here on WGIL. We're ready to head down to the field. Jake Miller is with head coach Mike Washabaugh for our postgame coaches interview, brought to you by Kratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Jake?
Yeah, Brad, thanks. Hey, I got Coach Washabaugh here, and the obvious story tonight is the difference defensively in first half to second half, Coach. And I got to ask, giving up the 30 points in the first half and then coming out and winning the second half, was it schematic? Was it personnel? Was it attitude? What's your take on that?
You know, I think we talked about at halftime, but guys buying into their reads, you know, and we struggled last week 100%. Guys were sitting on skates in the first half, and then they started acting on plays. Like, we had guys there, you know, they're just not finishing downhill and not making tackles, things like that, you know. And it was clear, it was evident, you know. I thought that was our most passionate half of football, you know, outside of the Dunlap first half, you know. And I've talked about that since I got the job on May 27th, you know. We do it in the weight room. We do it all year in our off-season training, but we have to carry it over to games. You can't feel out any team, let alone good teams that have made the playoffs 21 out of 24 years, you know, and find out if you can match up. We showed in the second half we can, you know, and that's the thing that they really, as a group, you know, we've really harped on, but hopefully the light's going off on that, you know, and we don't have that feel out period.
Yeah, I know that I'm sure you're not a guy that says anything about moral victories, you know, and tonight we got beat. But we obviously played better in the second half. So do you feel that that's something? I know you just said you're looking for the light to go off. Do you feel that this second half is something that we can carry into practice this week and then into our opening conference opponent in Rock Island next week?
You know, I hope so. And that's what we talk about, consistency. We did in the second half. Now come out and do it on Monday, and then return and do it on Tuesday, and then do it on Wednesday, you know. And that's when you start, you know, peaking the edge of being a good team, because then you're cleaning up mistakes, you're pushing scheme, you're being able to do all those things that makes it hard for people to defend you and for you to put scheme on them on defense.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks to Mike Washabaugh joining us here in the postgame. As always, Streaks fall tonight to Rochelle 36-8. We'll take a timeout, come back, take a look at our halftime or our postgame statistics. Also, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football post-game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Football and auto insurance are very similar in nature. In football, penalties can keep you from scoring, and with auto insurance, not having the right amount of coverage throws up a big flag. Hi, I'm Mark Kratty with Kratty Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. When I'm on your offensive line, you'll never have to worry about getting tackled, and our money-saving auto home discount is the extra point. Stop by Kratty Insurance on North Henderson Street. Street and find out why Craddy and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the game-winning combination.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball tomorrow afternoon as the Redbirds take on Detroit. Coverage begins at 4:35.
Tune in for Cardinals Baseball on WGIL.
Streaks fall to Rochelle 36-8. How about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as we come back from this break here? Gentlemen, what do you think?
Well, we saw a nice hustle play there. Was it in the third quarter that we saw?
Yep.
It was the play in which Kobe Ramirez, was that the one he came out of, where he fumbled the ball forward, and they were easily three Rochelle players around that, you know, trying to catch, as I called it earlier, the greased pig. But it was Mason Valley that hustled there, and at that point in time, it really kept the drive alive that we had for us, and then we pushed on. Jake, what do you think?
I agree. Sorry, I just...
I thought we lost you all together there.
Coughing out the pneumonia that you got tonight.
That was the microphone cutting out, or my voice. This is the first time I've been dry in a few hours. No, I agree that Mason made the play that was at least the most exciting tonight in terms of, besides the punt that we scooped and almost scored in. So, you know, Connor keeping the read on the belly keep was nice too, to get in and score and get off the schneid. But Mason made a great play there. So I would vote for him.
All right, Mason Valley, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll give you our final stats and final thoughts when we come back on post-game coverage of Galesburg High School football on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm so excited our realtor found us a great house that we want to buy, but we need to sell our house. We're thinking about trying to sell it ourselves.
We tried selling our house ourselves, and I can honestly say that I wouldn't recommend it. We didn't get very many calls, and it was such a pain. Eventually, we called Century 21. They gave our house its own website, plus they advertised it, and we even ended up getting more money from the sale than we expected.
Visit century21galesburg.com or give them a call today.
Concrete is one of the most expensive and imperative parts of any building project. Whether you're laying the foundation for your dream home or putting in a decorative concrete patio, Courtright Construction of Oneida is the best in the business. So give them a call. The right choice for your next concrete project.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The digital age has a lot of people just terrified of technology, and your show goes a long way.
I love your show, and thank you so much for providing so much information.
You really have an outstanding show with so much useful information.
I am now the techie geek of the family. Everybody comes to me because I learn so much from you.
Kim Commando, Sunday mornings at 9 until noon on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
36-8, the final. Rochelle defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks, dropping Galesburg to 0-3, heading into the Western Big 6 Conference opener next week. Our post-game statistics brought to you by Century 21, your local leader in real estate. For the Rochelle Hubs, Eddie Villalobos led the way for the Hubs tonight, 15 carries, 159 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Brandon Johnson, 15 carries, 51 yards. Noah Knight, 8 carries, 47 yards. And late in the game, Albers had a 2-yard touchdown run, and Ansteth carried it twice for 3 yards. Andrew Johnson, the quarterback, carried it twice for minus 2. He attempted only 2 pass attempts tonight for 0 completions. Kobe Ramirez led the streaks on the ground, 16 carries, 101 yards. Connor Ayton, 5 carries, 45 yards on the streaks touchdown and the 2-point conversion. Deontay Pulley late, 5 carries, 42 yards. David Vanderman ran it 3 times for 4. And Mason Valley on that fumble recovery that got our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game got 7 yards, picking the ball up and carrying it forward on his own. Ayton finished the night 4 for 11 passing with an interception and 16 yards. Deontay Pulley had a 10-yard reception. Kobe Ramirez and Justice Gatson each had 3-yard receptions for the streak. So takeaways, guys, here tonight, I guess it really comes down to the second half more than anything. If you're trying to find something to build on, the second half was it tonight.
Well, looking at the three games that we've had so far, we put together a very nice first half against Dunlap. We retired in the second half against them, but Dunlap pulled away from us last week. We just kind of throw that one out. But then what we have here this week is a good second half that we have. So mm-hmm. What I would say is takeaway from this is going to be some consistency. You know, we can't have the turnovers. We can't have the times in which we saw on a couple occasions tonight where our defensive ends were both where they should be on one guy on one side and one guy on the other. They ended up on the same side. So I think that we look at some consistency that we can start to build upon. And we can really improve, and that's a good area to start. Jake, what do you think?
Yeah, you said it, and Coach alluded to it. I've heard Coach Reynolds allude to it. I've heard Coach Pickerell allude to the fact that the light has to go off sometime. You got to carry over the things that you practice. You got to carry over the things that you do in the off season. And, you know, he talked about how, you know, these guys have done that. They've put that work in, and they did that in the off season. And right now it's not carrying over for four quarters on Friday night. You can't just feel guys out. They're definitely not going to have that luxury next week either or the week after.
Mm-hmm.
The schedule continues to be what it is for the Silver Streaks. We talked about it week one. It doesn't get any easier. So they have to turn the page. I'm concerned about some of the injuries at the end of the ball game. To some of our key contributors, you know, with what's going on with Kobe, he was holding some ribs. Wettstein with some sort of lower injury. Geithner, that's two guys of the five on the offensive line.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to see what's going to happen with that, because that's something that every team has to deal with. But, you know, especially with us, I think that's we're not as deep as some other programs that we're going to play. So. You know, hopefully Coach Washbaugh can continue to impart his concept of what he wants them to be, what he thinks they can be. I know he'll continue to do that, and the coaching staff. It's evident tonight. You know, these kids didn't quit. They came back out. They played. They played hard. Hopefully he can continue to get them motivated in that regard.
That's Jake Miller along with Sean Hickey. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Heading to Rock Island, where the Streaks will open up the Western Big Six Conference. And our thanks to Sean McCutcheon as well, our broadcast engineer. And thanks to you for being with us on a wet, miserable night here that the score didn't help a whole lot either, as Rochelle defeats the Silver Streaks 36-8, and they win the sophomore game as well. For Jake, for Sean, I'm Brad Benowitz. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next Friday night from Rock Island. Have a good night. Stay safe this weekend.
Thanks for listening to GHS Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg Sports.